For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Bingo. Welcome to another episode of brought to you by Caveman Coffee. Hey guys, you like coffee? Don't be an idiot. Get Caveman Coffee, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that'll save you money, and you can drink the coffee of the stars. Also, BetDSI. Go to BetDSI.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you $10 free to gamble with. A lot of people have been winning. A lot of people have been losing. That's why it's called gambling. But how'd you like 10 free bucks to gamble with? Weekly, we put out parlays that you can use. 3 of them have hit. 11 of them haven't. But God bless the 3 that do it. So go to betdsi.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that gets you 10 free bucks to gamble with. Takes up a couple hours for that to hit your account, so don't do it and then tweet at us. We're a bunch of lying idiots. That is just a coincidence. Also, if you got shopping to do, go to punchdrunksports.com. Click the Amazon link. Do all your shopping there. You're going to go to Amazon anyway. Why not take a little detour to punchdrunksports.com first? Click the link, and that gets us literally tens of dollars throughout the year. I have purchased easily 4 packs of cigarettes in the last year with Amazon money from our fans, and I appreciate that, and my lungs do not. And finally, guys, Dollar Shave Club, they're on board. You look like you need to shave.
I sure do.
Fighting Annie, you could probably run a razor over those cheeks a little bit.
Easy.
slow your roll, kid. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/punch, and that will get you guys your first month for free. After that, once you sign up, you can get out anytime that you would like. They have great selection of razors. They have great prices. You don't have to go to all these expensive places like Walgreens, screw you. Like, what's some more? CVS, get out of my life.
Rite Aid,
you're out of here.
7-Eleven.
If you're buying razors at 7-Eleven, you got bigger problems than...
I bought a comb at 7-Eleven yesterday. It was pretty depressing.
Well, overpriced?
Yeah, it was fucked
up. Of course!
And I combed myself with the reflection outside, and another bum's like, can I get that when you're done, kid? You know, it's just fucked up.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll try to do. I'll try to get a comb sponsor just to make your life a little bit easier.
Ooh.
But until then, guys, go to dollarshaveclub.com/punch and get you your first month for free. It is very inexpensive, and it is very convenient. They literally send you razors to your door, and that's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. You can get out any time after that. There's no long-term commitments. Most importantly, there's no hidden fees, which drive me nuts. Boom. That's it. Welcome to Punch Drunk, everybody. Joining us, we have an All Things Comedy crossover episode from International Bad Boys, Steven Dorfman Randolph.
Hey, it's the Dorf here, huh?
Yeah.
What's up, guys? Thank you for having me.
We really were just totally screwed for options.
That's
I call.
So rude.
I hit up like 8 people. All of them said no. The 9th person that I hit, Angelo Bowers.
Oh, what'd he say?
Didn't get back to me, so here you are.
Oh, man. Dead quiet there.
And as always, Fight Nanny. Hi.
Hi.
How are you? Did you watch. There weren't any fights. Oh, there was.
Yeah, Dustin Poirier. What's his name? Not Bobby Green. Yep. I'm pulling a Sam.
I didn't. Oh, believe me, we'd be here another hour if that was the case.
Michael Johnson.
Did you, were the fights any good? I actually didn't even watch them, and I didn't even look to see what was going on. Like 90 other things going on this weekend.
They were good, but Michael Johnson knocked out Dustin Poirier in the first round.
Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, and then Derek Bronson knocked out Uriah Hall also in the first
round. Saw that coming.
Yeah.
Uriah Hall is like a household name.
Yeah.
I know you don't know a lot about UFC, but he's a household name for a guy that has like 16 losses. He has like 87 fights. He loses every other fight, and he still is like, he just looks like he can fight. He can. Believe me, Uriah Hall,
remember when his toe fell out and he still won that one fight?
Yeah, his one toe was like...
He had like a toe out of his skin, and no one knew till the end. And then he's like, yeah, I think I broke my toe. And it was just like,
hey. Oh,
like, I think you did.
Yeah. check, please.
You're so stupid. Check, please.
It's all just like 80s, 90s sitcom-like moments.
Now, we're trying to get a hold of Ari. It could be a multitude of different ways. We haven't heard from anything from him yet, Aaron.
Does he have an 818 number?
Otherwise, no. Is his payphone? What's that phone?
He calls from a payphone?
No, he's got a throwaway phone.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah. Yeah. He told me about,
he doesn't even have an Obama phone. He has a Clinton phone.
Yeah. Wow, like dude. Old.
Because it's like an Obama-esque phone, but it's the technology from the Clinton era. It's like a flip phone that has like, it only has six numbers on it. He can only, if there's a nine in your number, you can't talk
about it. Yeah, that's not going to work out with you guys.
I wish I could. I just couldn't afford a nine.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently.
He even has an international kind of fucking
kind of cool
going thing.
That's kind of cool.
Because he's like across seas so much that he's like, can I get a voice that sounds like it's just all
generic? Yeah,
just anywhere.
A white voice, like a world white voice.
Yeah, because you don't want like an American kind of sounding voice when you're constantly overseas.
Yeah, you look dumb.
You look stupid.
And you look cool when you have a British voice.
Yeah, and you're like, the person you're trying to reach.
It's like, oh, he made it. Oh, he's wrapped now.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Did you talk to him? Is he joining us today?
Yeah, he said he was going to. But, I mean, Sam couldn't be here today, but I'm pretty sure he'll have some huge announcements next week. Yeah.
Can't talk about him.
Cannot talk
big
about
things.
Him.
Big things, buddy.
Bro, wish I could say.
Well, he has a show tonight. So yes. Yeah, so, he's here.
You know, he's in town. He had one of the things that he actually is working on. He had a Comedy Central meeting or something like that. He told me about it last week. And
so
I was like, oh, no problem.
Timing, yeah.
But well, it's not hard to do. You guys could both big time me right now, too. Everybody, the guy out there sweeping leaves when I'm sitting there smoking is like, hey, sir, can I see your ID? I'm like, there you go. You're big timing me, Jose. He big timed the shit out of me.
He big timed me yesterday on Sam.
I want to hear the podcast.
Well, Sam won't let me put it up.
Who has this? Doesn't Aaron have
it? Sitting on my computer at All Things Comedy. But, you know, Sam's my friend. If you know.
You're so nice.
I mean,
I don't know if nice is a word.
What's that?
Did you get in a fight?
Sam walked in a half hour into our podcast with his dog and Josh Nasser, who was not even booked on the show. I'm in a story about
that's
my dad.
That's an unlikely pairing.
No, it's very likely. And I was like, you know, halfway into a story about my dead friend and like this crazy story. And Chelsea and I are just like locked in this moment. And then Sam just barges in like, just here to do dates out of the gates, buddy, and just starts the rambling bullshit. I'm like, dude, just shut the fuck. It just wasn't, you know what I mean? It's just like, dude, enough's enough. And if you just do anything but like kind of like compliment Sam, he just fucking melts down. So he melted down.
Did all three of you storm off the show?
No, just Sam.
Then I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
One storm off does not impress.
Yeah, there's been Punch Drunk where he storms out, I have to chase him, Sam leaves. It's just madness.
Ari has the easiest storm off because he's here 10% of the time.
He just logs off.
Yeah, but it happens.
Ari, he's literally
even
chased
him down the street. Sam chased him in a car one time.
Yeah. Dude, that's just
and
such
I was
all life.
Sick,
it was
dude.
Just me and Ari in here. You're like awkward, like,
so you're a girl? what's it like to have boobs?
That's really funny. So I don't know. So Sam's not going to be on our podcast anymore. It's just going to be Chelsea and I.
I love that.
You're going to still keep doing it, though, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because I'd have to kick you out of the studio because this is All Things Comedy.
No,
crossover!
So I guess if I could just have a second. I guess some of our fans are like wondering why the episode wasn't put up. Sam wouldn't let me put it up. I did say some really slanderous things on there, and I told him what I said. And, you know.
Sometimes it's best to just go, you know what? Let's not put this out into the ethos because it's just going to keep.
It's not
good. Negativity going.
Yeah, and Chelsea said a few things about her trip
start
to
tweeting
Greece.
Shitty shit at you and him and her.
Well, Chelsea told the real story about Greece. Well, just Chelsea really got into Greece. Every single one of us said things that we were like, damn. And then Sam's like, I don't want to put it up. So it was a real easy one for me to be like, dude, all right, cool.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to. I mean, yeah. I get that a lot of fans would be like, oh, cool. That's, you know.
It
like,
would be a very high rated episode.
It's like, I mean, every reality show, have the highest ratings are when, like, you know, bitch gets her weave snatched.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'll click on that video every time.
Exactly.
Dude.
But then it's like, you eventually go, like, these are real people.
Yeah, the bitch with the weave is a person with the soul who's crying.
If
you know?
Everybody in life has those moments where they're like, man, I wish I could take yesterday back.
Yeah.
You know? But they're all afforded the luxury of not having that, like,
broadcast out. And now, and we're not just on radio, like, in the 80s or 90s. Broadcast out and then
you can listen to it anytime you want.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I went to that Bukkake, and, you know, I want to have a good life. And if I'm at a Bukkake, and that video's out there forever. I can't. That will find me once I found love and happiness and stability. That's just hovering, like, you know. It's just...
A friend of the show and a friend of the you know, you guys all know that Melissa Villaseñor just got Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And when Jeff Richards got Saturday Night Live, it was the same thing. But that was like, you know, 12, 13 years ago. That was a different era in social media.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, oh, I got to take down a couple of these videos, things. Melissa Villaseñor just evaporated from the internet.
Interesting.
Every single thing that was out there,
wow,
is pulled down. Because when you are going into a situation where you're like about to have something like that happen, it just takes one video.
One video of you saying something like slightly off.
It's just like, you know, one rant where you're like jokingly or whatever the fuck, you're ranting about how black people shouldn't vote or whatever the fuck. Even if it's a joke.
Sounds like a typical.
Someone can just go cut, take it out of context.
Yeah.
Send it to NBC and they're like, yeah, we don't want this shitstorm in our life. Fire her.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? So it's like, imagine.
So what you're telling me is I'll never be on Saturday Night Live.
I'm telling you, people like you and I are just destined to be live a life of mediocrity.
No, I'm not.
Artistic mediocrity.
No, I will take that away. I'm not taking on that gift. I am bringing abundance, love, and a large life into my world.
Which is limited by your actions from the past.
Hey.
Which I'm letting go of the idea of that because you're just a voice for me. This is the universe just sounding out what I'm thinking about myself, and I'm going to let that go now.
Correct. But you've done so many horrible things that are all out there forever on the internet.
That's true.
So you can spend the next 5 years of your life doing incredible service work and, like, you know, reading to deaf people and doing puppet shows for the blind.
Yeah.
And it just takes one video. They're going to like, what a great guy. Let me Google what else he's done. And there you are with a pacifier in your butthole while some guy's beating off on your face.
You've seen that video?
I've seen it. I shot it.
Did I do that?
Uh-oh. Every now and then, that'll go through my head, and I'll just be, like, going down the road. And I'll
always.
Fucking, uh-oh. And I'm like, oh, Randolph.
Dude, it was me.
Is that who started it?
Yeah, just obsessively.
Have you had
said
him
it.
On your podcast?
Dude, he's a great podcast. The crack smoking real estate agent, dude.
Oh, he calls in. He's a correspondent, or he does.
He was doing hot properties for a while, but then as his career started taking off, he's not taking our calls so much anymore. Because like,
that seems to be the case. Everybody wants to play till money's involved.
Yeah, he's a really good friend of ours. Met him in rehab, and his real estate career. He just started a real estate career, so he's still talking about the crack smoke, and he's like puffing. You know, he used to puff rocks. Now I'm selling real estate. We got a hot property on fucking PCH, and now he's actually like a pretty good realtor, and he's like, I don't know if I want to call on that capacity.
Does he ever accidentally, out of his old drug days, call it, like if he's like talking, like trying to sell a property to somebody, he's like, oh, I've got plenty of properties right up the PCP.
Dude, it's Nitty, dude. Of course. He's great.
What do you think of this new thing I came up with? Now, this is just a term people can use. Word of MILF. Now, here's what word of MILF is. Let's say you're banging a MILF.
Yeah.
Right? She starts telling her other mom friends that you're throwing dick around town properly.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all the other moms start calling you.
Yeah.
That's good word of MILF.
I like it.
You know
I'd say that's a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10?
Yeah. Being honest.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's like
that's a D?
Yeah. It's just, you know, you didn't fail, but it's like.
Cross off word of MILF.
Yeah, yeah.
On to the next thing.
Yeah.
God, man, you guys, without Ari, it's just impossible to talk NFL with you two bozos.
Oh, God.
You hate football.
I literally
fall
asleep.
You think they use baseball bats.
Yeah, no, dude, I watched the NFL for the entire, I went over to my buddy Ralph's house the day that Ben – and I, this is all I know about football. The day that Ben Roethlisberger got put in as quarterback, you know, I guess he just got thrown in. We were all at a party at his house watching, and I was just spaced out staring at the TV, and then they won. And then he was like – I went over the next game, and then they won. And I was just there to hang out and do drugs. And then they won. And he was like, I think you have something to do with this. Will you stay and keep watching the Steelers? And I was like, no, I don't want to. And he's like, I'll buy you a jersey. And, like, Ralph has cash. And I was like, buy me one of those towels they wave in a jersey. And he goes, dude, FedExed it the next day. And he goes, I've got your jersey and your towel. And so then I was like, fly me to a game. And then, like, dude, so I had this – I followed the Steelers all the way to their Super Bowl. They almost made it 1 year. And then I'm like, I swear to God this is true because I don't care. I just –
I feel like you have to say that a lot in your normal day-to-day life.
What's that?
I swear to God this is true.
Yeah, I do because I'm a pathological liar.
I don't think of you as a pathological liar.
No, I'm not. I'm just fucking around. I'm not. I'm lying.
I just think you have a lot of stories. I swear to God that's true. I'm lying.
No, you know what? I always say on stage now, like, Google that. Because now with Google, you could just Google what I'm saying. And it's
you
like –
you cannot bullshit your way through arguments anymore like you used to be able to when I was, like, in my late 20s, early 30s.
Billy Bunnell has a funny
– not without, like –
sorry about that.
Going to, like, a library or going to, like, a fucking like a Dewey Decimal System kind of situation.
The Dewey Decimal System.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
You can't just be like, I think you're wrong. Well, I know I'm right. Well – tomorrow, meet me at the library, and we'll see, you know. There's no more like, let's just agree to disagree then.
You know, Billy Bunnell has
a joke. It's like, no, let's get Google involved.
Yeah, Billy Bunnell says, now all you have to say is, I'm going to Google it, and that's enough to be like, dude, just Google it. And then people are like, oh, okay, you know. Can I ask you guys a question about the library and bookstores?
No.
Yeah. I went to the library yesterday. I love the library.
Do you have to shit when you go in the library?
I do not.
As a kid, we would go to the bookstore. And I'd be like, Mom, I gotta go to the bathroom. Every time I would just have to take a shit. Every time I walked into a bookstore or walked into a library. And so I Googled that within the last couple years.
What
I was Yeah, I was like, why do I always have to shit? There's some kind of binding in the glue that they bind books with that's a laxative for certain people. Isn't that crazy? Like, there is a there's websites about this.
What is that website called? ThisIsNotTrue.com?
No.
I know. I'm like, are you trying to tell us to Google it? I don't know if you're punking us or not.
No, no. I'm being honest. I wouldn't say this on a podcast that gets a lot of viewers if it was just a blatant lie because people are going to be tweeting at me talking.
So lots of people need to shit when they go to bookstores.
Yeah, I'm not alone. I just wondered if you guys were in that crew.
No.
Is it like
I wouldn't go.
I mean,
it's not an unpleasant thing. Okay.
I can honestly say I don't know. Maybe it's been a long time since I've been in a bookstore or a library.
Yeah.
I'm willing to find out.
I'm willing to go with you.
And then take a shit fucking next to each other.
High-fiving under the thing.
I was taking a shit at the Comedy Store.
First of all, strike one in your life.
No.
Unless it's like 5 o'clock in the day.
Dude, right? I'm one of the first people to log in. I'm like, ooh, main room shit and a clean ass. You feel smell that Fabuloso on the floor. It's great. And someone was shitting next to me, and their foot was over in my thing, and I reached my hand down.
Oh, you're not saying the green room.
No, the main room.
You're saying the regular.
Yeah, the regular, the peasant bathroom. And it was the weirdest thing, and the guy's foot was kind of like over in my thing, and I reached my hand down and I just grabbed his hand. I put my hand out and he put his hand out. We just held hands. Like,
what?
Yeah, just fucking around. I was like, oh. I didn't know who the fuck it was. And I was like, what's up? And he ended up being some comic I've seen around, but I really didn't know. We both just started laughing hysterically. I was like, hey, I can't believe we both did that. He's like, well, dude, you did it. I did it. Isn't that weird?
That's pretty weird. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. All right, let's take it. I think we got, who do we have on the phone? Is this the Shafe?
Sorry.
What up, dude?
Who's this?
Teeb. I mean, who's this? You're here with Fight Nanny and Steve Randolph from the International Bad Boys Hour, which Sam apparently just quit yesterday, Ari.
Big day for us.
Did he again?
What's that?
Did he again?
Yeah, he quit again.
Yeah, he walked out and quit, and he's got bigger things going on than our podcast, and, you know, that's what he wanted me to know, and...
Ew.
You know, came in with this dog and, you know, kind of freaked everybody out and went
in. The funny thing is, he's obviously going to go back on that, obviously, because he's done it so many times. But he can't go back on, I have bigger things going on than this. Like, all right, like, not quitting, but, like,
yeah.
What are these bigger things you have going on?
We've been hearing about them for 6 months, and they're in lawyer hell, and we're about to hear pretty soon what they are. So, you know, we're all...
You know what's not a bigger thing? Being able to stream this podcast from the website, punchdrunksports.com.
We can't stream from there?
No. First of all, it's not even findable. You gotta go like podcast and drop down, watch live. The first thing that opens up is like MMA roasted. Then you gotta go like find it, where to do it. Then you do it, you click live, and they go like, no stream available. You only get it from the Punch Drunk Twitter account. Follow that one, that works.
Oh, because that'll direct you right to the All Things Comedy YouTube?
I guess so. Yeah, this one just doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, because that's where it streams live. I think like once they switch to YouTube, maybe we hadn't changed that in there. But I did notice that too. Like if you go to punchdrunksports.com, all of those new podcasts that are on the sports network, you got to scroll through all those before you can actually find Punch Drunk.
Can't Johnny fix that?
Our stream first and center.
Yeah, exactly. This should always be our stream, and even if it's last week's episode, and then it should be everything else.
No way to find the number. I've been looking for the number for the last 15 minutes. There is no way to find the call number there.
We called you a couple times.
You cannot upset Ari.
Why can't we upset Ari? When is Ari not upset?
He's happy.
Ari, are you happy right now?
Did you call me on Skype or did you call me on?
Yeah, we called you on Skype.
No, I thought you said it wasn't. I thought it was just
no, but we can. We can call you from it.
Oh, I get it.
You know,
you call me on Skype though.
Yeah, Aaron from the board, he'll call you from there. I just didn't have my computer where you could look in and see us. But don't worry, Randolph's not on his phone, and neither is Fight Nanny.
No.
That's good.
Ari, how was Tampa?
That was fun, man. I hung out by the beach all day. Had a pretty girl come meet me.
You had a girl come meet you?
Yeah, my Bonnaroo girlfriend.
Oh.
Girlfriend. Oh. Big word from Ari.
Ari throwing the G word around.
Did he do that?
So, Bonnaroo girlfriend. I preceded it with something.
How long have you been in love with her?
Well, Bonnaroo. And then this last weekend.
So you just fall in love in, like, weekends, and then you break up.
Well,
what are you eating?
We'll take a break. We don't really break up.
Do you love her?
For a week?
You got to write a book, bro. You got to write a book.
Then you must go to her.
You should call your book Rags to Bitches.
Ooh, girl.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway, it was a lot of fun hanging out by the beach, with shirt off all day, getting some sun. It was great after Scandinavia.
Are you glad to be back in the States? Are you glad to be back stateside, as they say?
I think they only say that in the military, but the answer is yes.
Or in the 40s.
Hey, welcome back stateside.
Yeah.
Looking swell. Ari, let's do a couple dates. What do you got coming up? Anything special coming down the pipes?
Yeah, this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I got Chicago and Rosemont for Zanies.
Are you doing both? Are you doing downtown and Rosemont?
Yeah, if I had my druthers, and I don't know why I'd say that, but I would just do downtown the whole time, but they send you to Rosemont.
The Rosemont, the club itself is good, it's just there's nothing really to do around there.
Yeah, it ain't in Chicago, that's all. It's like outside. It's like saying, oh, I'm playing in L.A., and like, where? Like
Orange County.
Valley Village.
Yeah. Oh. I'm in Long Beach. It's like, that's not really Hollywood
that's
or L.A.
Closer. Long Beach is probably a closer comparison.
Yeah.
Because at least the Valley, you're pretty much L.A. But anyway, you know, whatever, I'll be done. I'm doing one show only in Denver on Sunday. If you saw me in January, do not come back. It's the same material. I'm only going to celebrate their anniversary. So.
That's nice of you to say.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I pretty much have a deal with my fans. Like, you ain't going to see me again until I have 90% new material.
That's really cool, man.
So, yeah. Yeah, you got to respect your fans. So, but I'm going back because they asked me to, so I'm letting them know.
So you're just going all the way to Denver just to do one show one night, and then you're out?
Yeah, well, from Chicago, I'm going to Denver, so it's not that far. But, yeah, just one show one night.
Wow.
Sunday. I love Denver, too, in the Conroe. I recorded my first CD there.
Yeah, Denver.
It's like a great club.
Did you are you going, like, skiing or doing anything, like, crazy while you're there? I know you always had these, like, fucking adventures.
Yeah, I doubt I'll go skiing this September, but maybe in the winter. And then I gotta start announcing this. Austin, Texas, November 2nd through the 5th. I'm recording my new special, my new double special.
What is a double special?
I'm splitting into two different specials.
Oh, okay.
Like Melancholy Infinite Sadness.
Oh.
Kind of like that.
Wow.
Anyway, November 2nd to the 5th, Austin, Texas. Start making plans, make your flights, get tickets. It's going to be a killer week. And then I'm done off the road after that.
When are you back? When are you back here, dude?
No idea.
Wow. That's
no idea.
That's scary. That's scary. You may never come back. You may never, ever, ever be back.
That's possible. I might come back, like, because I'm going to go. I thought I was going to be in South Africa the week after my special, or the week of my special. But then I just had to change it to that week. That's November 2nd to the 5th. And so now that I'm not, I can't go to South Africa, so I'm going to stay around an extra week and go to Madison Square Garden UFC.
Oh, cool. They haven't even announced that whole card
it's
yet,
so
have they?
It's so weird. It's like six
not
weeks
really,
away.
Not really. Everybody's putting in for it. Every fighter wants that fight.
Every fighter wants that. Yeah, and it's like in like 2 months.
Are they just, it's less. It's like the first week of November. Is everyone just training hoping they're going to be put on it? Because don't you need enough time to train?
I bet that's true. Hopefully for a fallout.
They're going to announce it like 2 weeks before. Yeah, so people are just hoping they're on it. It's crazy.
Well, that's weird. I know Mickey wanted to fight Northcutt on that, but Northcutt's got like a staph infection or some sort of shit.
He's had a staph infection for 6 months.
So those get serious.
Yeah, they
can. Oh, they'll take your arm if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Mickey Gall will take your arm if you're not careful.
I had staph and it went away on its own.
I had staph too, but if you don't get it fast enough, then it gets in systemic and then it fucking goes crazy.
Oh, it goes in your blood and it's a nightmare.
Yeah. You have a certain amount of time to catch it. Rogan once, we were playing pool, and this is when I was doing jiu-jitsu.
Me too, yeah.
And, I was limping. He's like, what's the matter? Your leg. I'm like, I got a fucking spider bite in my knee. He's like, a what? I'm like, yeah, a spider bite. I'm like, you're limping from a spider bite? I was like, it's pretty bad. He goes, oh my God, show me the spider bite. And I show it to him. He's like, dude, that's staph infection. You have to go, like, tonight.
Yeah.
How long you had that? I'm like, I don't know, like a month. He goes, yeah, go right now.
Oh, yeah.
It'll
just take your leg like nothing. Like, that's it. Gone.
That spider bite lasts a month, too. The only spider bite that lasts a month comes with special superhuman powers.
Yeah.
I take that antibacterial spray.
Sign up or something in the gym that shows what fucking staph infection looks like.
Yeah, totally.
You just know.
Limping from a spider bite? Question mark? Could be staph.
That's nasty.
A butterfly kiss? Got you limping? Could be staph infection. Steve, what do you got coming up? Where are you getting gigs coming up? Any shows you want to promote?
Brody asked me to go to Arizona with him in 2 weeks. I don't know what's going on in Arizona. I was like, is it shows? Is it baseball? He's like, just come with me. Trust me. Trust my instincts. So I will be on the road with Brody in 2 weeks. We're going to hit Arizona, maybe some other places. I'm not clear about where we're going. I'm on the Brody train in 2 weeks.
You're
going
to be in a car with him?
Car or a plane. He's like, don't worry about it. Just follow my instincts.
As a baseball fan, I can tell you there will be no baseball in Arizona in 2 weeks.
So we'll be doing stand-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be wherever Brody is in 2 weeks, Arizona and beyond.
But knowing,
that'd be cool.
Knowing,
yeah, oh yeah.
As a Brody fan, there could easily be baseball in Arizona in 2 weeks. It won't be with the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, 100%. We'll be at a training camp.
You will be videotaping him throwing pitches at something.
No, and I'm totally willing to do that. I love the Brody train. It's crazy. It's exhausting, but I went with him to San Francisco, and I swear to fucking God, I cried on the way back, and he was like, you're not the first person that's cried. He's like, welcome to Brody University. He's like, I'm going to break you, and then I'm going to build you up.
But why did you cry?
Did
you cry solely because it was an eight-hour ride with Brody Stevens?
No, that was – I was driving his car while he slept, and every bump he was waking up, and I was like, please, God, don't let me wreck this fucking car. And so I drove on the way up. He booked
Steven,
a movie. I drove his car
the cruise
way
control at 73.
That's exactly what we did.
I'm sure.
That's exactly what we – but it was just nerve-wracking, you know, because he was like – we just went to every national monument. We went to like – It was crazy, and it was so
we're 2 miles away from the biggest ball of yarn in the world.
Yeah, yeah. And on the way home, I mean, he wakes up at 4 a.m, ready to go, and you know, he was correcting my posture the whole weekend. It was like he was just.
You're slouching too much.
And then he goes, right before we did Rooster Teeth Feathers, right before we We get there. He goes, you know, the reason that I wanted you to come with me is because you're a clean comic and I like that. And I go, I'm not a clean comic. Yeah. I go, Brody. He goes, well, I've never seen your set. And I go, well, why would you just think that? He's like, well, I asked that you're clean all week. And so, I did it. I was like, really? I did not swear. But he's hilarious.
I like how he admits he's never seen your act, but then he also admits that he pretty much knows exactly what you're talking about on stage.
Yeah. So I'll be in Arizona, and I'm like wanting to know more because I'm a control. I'm like, he's like, just trust my instincts.
Just do your impression.
Yeah, I know.
I don't do a single impression. That's bullshit.
I will say in San Francisco, my brother and I, my brother was touring with Steve-O the same weekend, and my brother and I hadn't talked. We got a huge blow up, and we hadn't talked.
Your brother, the dead man that hooked up with Rose.
Yeah, he did. It took him all of 20 minutes.
Oh.
Well, I'm going on year 20.
No, and I hadn't talked to him with my brother in like 6 months. And Brody's like, your brother's down here and you haven't talked with him? He's like, family needs to be brought together. I'm going to bring you guys together. And I go, no, I'm not. I don't want to talk to that fucker. I'm pissed at him and Steve-O. Fuck those guys. Dude, we're at Fisherman's Wharf. Brody goes, I'm going to bring you together. Me and my brother bumped into each other's chest at Fisherman's Wharf. Brody looked, smiled, and walked away and let us talk for 10 minutes. And he goes, you have to admit that I brought that together.
Wait, that was just a coincidence?
Don't say that to Brody. Brody called that he was going to do that, saw it happen, smiled, ate clam chowder. It was the strangest moment of my life. He brings it up every time he's on stage now and I'm in the room.
Sure.
But he did. He brought us together. It was weird.
Did your brother live there?
No, he was touring.
Pretty weird.
Oh, okay.
All right. I believe all of us are a little touched in a way or two.
Yeah, but
that includes you, Ari. That includes you.
We're all a little touched.
Are you back in New York now?
Yeah, I'm back in New York. I got back for a wedding.
Stateside.
Central Park. Oh man, you should have seen these fucking animals. You should have seen these fucking animals who live here.
Oh, you mean Theo Vaughn?
Oh, Theo Vaughn left me a soda stream. He left my apartment so clean.
Yeah.
Really?
He needed a soda stream for this day. I love it.
Yeah, like left me a soda stream. He left it so clean. And then Dave Smith came over to my apartment on Sunday. And then in between like the wedding and the ceremony and the reception.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, the place looks nice. I'm like, yeah, well, I just got back. Theo was here. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is what it looks like when somebody who's nice takes your apartment for a month.
He was stressing because he lost your keys. I was hanging out with him right when he got back, and I'm like, hey, how was Ari's place? Yeah, it was really nice, man, but I think I lost his keys.
Yeah, he did. He had to get my lock changed, and but it was all right. He left the new keys at the fucking stand, so I just picked him up on the way home.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah, he took care of it. He's like, oh, I fucked up. Let me quickly take care of this before you get home so you don't have to fucking deal with it.
He was the first person I called to be a guest today, and he couldn't make it. And then I called Tate.
So rude.
Then I called Tate. Then I called Randolph. Ari, I was telling Steve, I worked my way all the way down through everybody. Everybody said no, including Angelo Bowers.
So he's dead, you guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But still, it would have been great content.
Oh, man, people would have watched. It would have been such a good episode.
Well, anyways, people will still... Some people will still watch this. Maybe your brother will watch it now that you guys have fucking rekindled their love of each other.
I love my brother.
Ari, does your fiance watch a lot of your podcasts?
I think she listens to the Skeptic Tank.
Do you ever think that's the thing where it's like...
I have a podcast called Ari Shapiro's Skeptic Tank.
I guess you're just kind of like a serial dater. You're not really the girlfriend type, but... Do you ever worry, like, if you're like, man, what if, like, I fall in love with somebody and then they just, like, retroactively start listening to all the horrible things I've done?
I'll quit the podcast if I find true love and ask that everything is deleted.
What?
Would you really?
I would be tempted to.
I'm pretty
you'll
sure.
You ask that everything what?
I would ask that everything be deleted.
On our podcast?
Just everywhere. I don't know. I probably get, you can get, I've already thought about it. If anything big happens with me, you can get it's called reputation.com. You pay like 20 grand.
Yeah.
20 grand, and they just make you not exist or make you look a certain way. And I will 100% get that.
That's so much money.
Including this conversation.
Honest, I would go this way instead. If you fall in love and have a fiance, I would go the way, I mean, you do whatever you want. I would go the way of helping her.
What's that?
The thing you've done and just being honest, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's what my therapist said. You're going to meet somebody, hopefully, that'll love who you really are, warts and all.
Most people, but not you.
You are so mean to him.
He knows how to get in my head, and it hurts. And then he apologizes, and we hug.
When have I apologized?
You've hugged me before.
You. Someone will accept you.
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't. Podcasts are terrible for relationships.
No, they are.
They are. They just are.
Well, because, you know, so many things you say spur of the moment. A lot of things you might say you might not even really mean, but they're out there forever.
Forever.
You know, so anybody could be like, no, you said this on this. And I'm like, did I? I don't remember. I mean, you're quoting me from 3.5 years ago? Like, maybe.
I guess is the answer. I have no idea what I meant by that.
Yeah, I was dating a girl briefly about a year ago, and I would just get we'd drop on Monday the episode, and then on Tuesday I would just get, like, direct quote texts from stuff I said. I didn't even remember, just in a rant that I said. I'd be at my day job. What's that? No.
Nope. When you start fucking Benji's ex-girlfriend?
What's that?
When you start fucking Benji's ex-girlfriend?
I have not fucked her. I have not. Everybody thinks that
your
I have
face
not.
Is really red right now.
What do you do? Just oral mostly?
No. I haven't hooked up with her.
Let me ask you a question. 1 to 10, what are her blowjobs like? Does she get her horse teeth in the way?
An 8.
Okay.
No, I have not hooked up with her.
I think I would think she would be considerate to a boner.
That's a good stance, Blake. And that's a good stance.
I have not.
There's some people that'll suck dick that are like, I'm doing this just because I know you want me to do this. There are some girls that suck dick the way a 16-year-old mows the lawn on a Saturday. It's like, I'm going to get this out of the way and then I'm going to go about my day. Because I know this is my job as the teenager that lives in this house, but I'm not happy while I'm doing it.
My ex, who I was almost married to, would just go, and it really hurt my feelings. She would just go, we'd be watching TV. She'd go, so do you want head? And every time I said yes, because, like, I need it. Yeah. And I'd be like, yeah. And then she would, like, halfway through, she'd look up. She'd be like, are you almost finished?
Oh,
and then
so
she
romantic.
Would do it, but she would do it every day. So, like, I couldn't complain because I was getting head every day, but just... She didn't like doing it, and it hurt my feelings, but I hated myself for needing to, like, you know, put my dick in that hole. Like, it was fucked up, man. She's like, are you done? You want head? I'm like, Jesus.
That's why you get them while they're sleeping. You got to get them while, the ones that don't want to do it, you get them while they're sleeping. You just start tucking dick in their mouth.
Oh, is that illegal if it's your girlfriend?
No.
I don't think it's illegal if it's not. I think if you're on a first-name basis with him, you can tuck dick.
Yeah, that's true.
Why wouldn't you just slide into the vagina, though? It's much easier.
It's about taking that mouth that you're being stingy
with.
You're
going to get teeth.
It's like, I'm going to watch you eat cereal with this tomorrow. No.
Yeah, but it's more of a territorial thing. It's like how dogs piss on fire hydrants. You know what I mean? I'm sticking my flag in the moon.
I pee outside of every place I live at night, like, 3 times a week. And I googled that too, and it's some territory. It's some weird thing.
Dude, I pee anywhere.
But I specifically have to piss when I get home, and I just piss on my front lawn.
There's been 3 different times that we, not in our old studios, but since we've been at All Things Comedy, where during the show, I am under the table pissing, and you guys don't even know it.
Into a bottle?
No,
just
Aaron
all
that.
Over the carpet down here.
Just blame it on Sam's dog.
It's anytime I'm making this face. Yeah. If you see me making that face, and then I'm just like, Sam brought his dog. Dog peed everywhere. I couldn't blame Pollyanna for anything. Ari, did you watch any NFL now that you're back?
I watched a little of the Giants game. Watched the end of it. Just in a well, I was at a wedding, so couldn't go crazy watching. But I watched some of that.
Falcons did you a favor.
What?
The Atlanta Falcons did you a favor. They beat the Raiders. So now the Raiders are 1-1 in your bag of bets from hell. Who gets their asshole bleached?
That is not on pace to make the playoffs, just so you know. In the AFC, that's not on pace to make the playoffs.
Well, the power rankings came out today, which, as everybody knows, is meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. It is just an opinion. Nobody's anointed or anything. But it's a sports writer's opinions of here's some ballpark of who's good. And Raiders are coming in at 18. And what's you got? 4-8.
18 is not a playoff team.
12 teams.
12
teams make the playoffs, I believe. And
listen, here's the deal. AFC. Here's my over under on making the playoffs. 10-6. 10-6 will make it. 10-6 will get shut out.
Yeah, 10-6 will pretty much get you in the playoffs. AFC or NFC?
I think. Well, NFC. Last year, I think 10-6 also was on the border. Let me check.
Yeah, that's probably about right.
Yeah.
But then it's weird, like, you know, you can win. Some of these divisions are winnable at, like, 8-8, 9-7, and then you get in the playoffs. But those are the teams that get smoked.
Those are what?
Those are the teams that get smoked. I got a double whammy, double dick down on Sam this weekend because Falcons playing the Raiders, and I was playing him in fantasy in the Punch Drunk League. Beat him in that. And then during the day, and it's one of those things, too, where it's like the busiest day of my week easily is Sundays. Like, I am just nonstop slammed. That is the time where everybody I know texts me.
I text you on Sundays.
I get more
only.
Texts on Sundays during the day.
And not
I text
football?
You on Sunday.
Just in little, general?
Both. Like, oh, you see that? Like, Sam would be texting me, boom, in your face.
Yeah.
And I look at it 2.5 hours later, and the game's already over. And I'm like, why are you? He must have sent that, like, really early.
That's funny.
Because I didn't see it, like, when it happened live. I just look at, you know, you have 64 texts 3 hours later, and 4 of them are from Sam, like, boom! Suck it! That's all on you, bitch! And then so I was like, and then by the time I looked at it, the game was over and he had lost. Yeah. So I just got to rain down on him with fucking.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, when the Yankees were 3-1 and Mariano Rivera was coming in against Boston that series, we were emailing and calling people like, see ya, it's over. And they came back and they won the World Series.
Yeah.
The Jets did not make the playoffs 10-6 last year.
The Jets weren't? Jets, you said?
Jets, 10-6, did not make the playoffs.
Wow.
Each division had a 9-7 team, but those are division winners. The division winner from the AFC West is not going to be a 9-7 team.
Nope. And I mean, you know, they're getting a little.
They're going to have to go 10-6 to make it, and that still might not be enough, and that's not a team that's going to go 10-6. So happy they're not going to have a bet now. Tripoli is getting his asshole leached.
He's going to not do it.
Now, I think... Oh, he'll do it. He'll do it. He won't do it for us. Like, if it wasn't...
How will there be proof? Is he going to send a photo of his asshole?
No, it's right on the podcast. Oh, you got to do it there. We're getting a person.
Aaron's nodding yes. We have to do it here in the studio, and Aaron...
He's so excited.
Couldn't be agreeing more. I know we don't have video on Aaron right now, but he looks like a pig in shit just with the thought of Sam's... fucking hairy fucking Armenian asshole spread open while some crying 50-year-old Russian woman bleaches his butt.
Oh, horrifying.
Now, here's the thing. I want the Raiders to not make the playoffs, but I also want you to lose this bet, Ari, of the two of you.
Why is that? Because I've won so many in a row? Because I'm so good at bagging betting?
Yes. Honest to God, 100%
true. You have a learning disability in terms of bag of bets, and then I am maybe overeducated.
There might be some truth behind that. I'm not going to deny that. I have several learning disabilities when it comes to life, and betting is one of them.
Said that he was no longer doing any bag of bets, and then he did another bag of bets, and he's already losing it.
Yeah, and then he tweeted that I was, someone's like, why didn't you guys bag of bets this Raiders-Falcons game? Now, when we left here... last week, we're in the car, and I go, oh, dude, we forgot to talk about Raiders-Falcons. Our two teams are playing this week. He's like, fuck, we should have done a bag of bets. And I was like, we'll get it. Next time we'll do it or something like that. And then somebody tweets, why didn't you guys bag of bets? Tebow's the chicken shit, bro. I tried to bring it up to him, and he chickened out. I go, you fucking asshole. That's no, I didn't. We both casually mentioned that we both forgot it, and then now you make me out to be like some sort of pussy. Yeah. But I thought that was funny. But I want you to lose for the reason you mentioned, Ari, because you do win too many of these, and I would like to see your tree chopped down a little bit. And then secondly, I want you to lose because you have a major, major problem with your asshole.
What if it fixed it? It was just all better.
And what we're saying is, and Candace brings up a good point here, if you get a nice bleaching... maybe it'll just
shrink the hemorrhoids. Everything doesn't hurt anymore. It might.
I went to my doctor today for something, for some unrelated, and he was like, so how was that for the colonoscopy? How does it feel? I'm like, well, right then it felt crazy, weird, gassy. He's like, yeah, the bleeding stopped. I'm like, for about a month, and then, in Tampa, man, flowing blood, like on the floor after a shit. Like,
again?
Drop. Yeah, like almost like, you know how like when you walk into a room and you're all okay in like a horror movie, and then you see a drop of blood in your arm or on the floor, and you're like, what is that? And then you see another drop, like, what? And you look up, and something just strung up.
Oh, my God.
But isn't a colonoscopy just to see what's wrong? It's not a cure.
Yeah.
So what's wrong?
I think it's an internal hemorrhoid.
The doctor didn't tell you?
No, he did not.
Are you going to get surgery?
What?
Are you going to get surgery to remove them?
I don't think so.
I know a couple people that have had that surgery, and it's not worth it. It's like the pain is so bad, and it doesn't always take it away. And you might have to get it again, and you're in like 3 months recovery. It hurts like worse than what you're going through. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you should do that.
And, yeah, they had to get it like multiple times. It's not worth it.
Oh. Yeah, I'll think of that.
Because it doesn't hurt you, right? It's just real bloody.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't hurt at all.
He showed us the blood.
It does hurt a little
lot.
Because I have to like shove some toilet paper up my butt, like crumple it up and then shove it in there.
Yeah, you showed me.
I got a benefit because then randomly I'll be with people just out talking and I'm like, hey, hold on a second. And I reach in my ass. I'm like, what are you doing? And then I pull out this wad, this bloody, shitty wad, and I throw it
He threw one at Ryan O'Neal.
Yeah, I threw it at Gomez once on Legion of Skanks, and man, he was not happy.
That is.
Have you ever thought about maybe getting like these smallest, like the tampons that are made for like 14-year-olds?
For light day.
First of all, what would Finanny know about small tampons, please?
That's true. I was talking about 30 years ago when she was a teenager.
You said 14-year-olds, to be fair. You didn't use me as an example.
But
you're right,
no,
I do use super.
That. No, that's going to be a good answer. It doesn't always bleed like that. Sometimes it does. I do a case-by-case basis. You know,
funny if you used tampons.
Pretty fair.
Dude, if you,
because
here's the thing, you go tampon in your asshole, it's, one, it's probably not as messy as whatever fucking snowballs of toilet paper you're chucking into your fucking turd pincher, but what I'm saying is, you go tampon in your asshole, you got a string coming out of it, which is really funny, because then you've like, you, when you're talking, hanging out with your fiance, you can be like, hey baby, pull the string. There's a big surprise, and it's like a pinata of blood.
Honestly, for the amount of blood, he needs supers. The light ones would do nothing for you.
Supers.
Yeah, that you need something that absorbs a lot of blood.
Yeah, you need the kind of tampon that Shaq's wife uses. Or one of those kind of NBA players that just turns your pussy into a manhole.
To an Arby's burger.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not, like, thicker. They just absorb more.
Whatever.
They, like, when they go inside, they open.
Like Bounty? Like Bounty?
Yeah,
yes.
You guys, quicker picker-upper.
Yeah, you guys ready for a great another punch drunk invention where we can make a lot of money? You start getting tampons, but they're shaped like cocks.
They're called man pons.
No, I'm talking about so every time a chick's like, "Oh, I'm on my period," she can give herself a nice dick down.
Oh, that'd be nice. Because then we get some stimulation.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
so
nice.
You're constantly walking around town with a fucking monster donger in your clam
that hits your G spot too. So when you walk, it feels good all day?
And the more you bleed, the more you fill it up, the bigger it gets.
Yes.
I approve.
So if you have
it starts
a heavy
vibrating at a certain point.
What's that, Ari?
I'm in. Yeah. I'll do that.
So maybe we can get you like a Kobe Bryant size one for your asshole, since Kobe loves assholes so much and you have a problem with yours.
What do you mean Kobe likes asshole?
When he raped that chick, he fucked on the ass.
Oh, he did?
I didn't know that either.
Wait. Did you know that, Ari?
Yep.
What?
Tebow, say it again.
The Kobe Bryant, when he allegedly raped that girl, which I'm positive that he did, he fucked her in the ass.
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, that's
what that was all part of it.
Yeah, that was the whole
thing. Oh, escaped me. That makes it even more.
Where with him, he's probably like, hey, that doesn't count as like cheating on my wife.
Yeah.
Not like I got a
I love how she just waited perfectly 10 years, quiet, nice. Until she would get all the money, then divorce.
His wife?
Yeah, just at the perfect time.
His wife just filed for divorce?
No, they got divorced, right?
No.
Him and his wife?
No, they're still together.
Yeah, they constantly get back together.
Oh, they did? But didn't she get a big settlement?
At the time, he bought her $1 million ring, a $1 million ring.
$4 million ring.
A $4 million ring?
Aaron knows.
Yeah, Aaron's a $4 million ring.
Yeah, Aaron knows because he just got married and he was probably shopping around like, what did Kobe Bryant spend?
Yeah, his wife was like, give me that Kobe. Give me the Kobe thing.
Yeah, I was like, Kobe, don't you love me?
I'll take the Kobe Bryant anal rape apology ring.
I bought a Moissanite. I was almost married and something in my gut told me to buy a Moissanite ring, which looks like a real diamond. And it wasn't real. And so then when the whole thing blew up, I was like, that's the best. I'm so glad.
She doesn't know?
No, she told me, she was like, you could just, because she was like super rich and I'm not. And she was like,
this is the one in San Diego?
Yeah. She was like, I want a two carat, like this huge fucking thing. And I was like, I can't afford that, Edwardian. She's like, well, just get a moissanite if you're going to get it. And I was like, I don't want to buy you a fake diamond. So then I went and bought the fake diamond. It was like $500. Do you know who owns it now?
Chelsea.
No, shut the fuck up. guess who has it?
Shit. I like this.
One
dude.
Of your best friends.
That could be just about anybody. Oh, most of my friends are animals. Oh, is it Lucy, this bird at Starbucks?
No. I gave all my ex-girlfriend's clothes and that ring to Boone Chakalaka.
Hilarious. Really?
And he goes, ooh. And I go, it's fake. He goes, I don't care. And he was so, that's how he started knowing my name. But then he started wearing my ex-girlfriend's clothes to the comedy store. And I had to pull him aside. I was like, hey, dude, you can't wear that. And he's like, why? And
I'm
like,
it makes me want to fuck
you. Yeah, dude, it just breaks my heart. Imagine Boone wearing your ex's scarf that you went to like some holiday party with. He would just like, if you see the one with reindeers on, I'm like, Boone, I'm like, please take that off right now. And he's like, no, I'm like, I gave you all this shit. Take it off. And he took it off. I was like, dude, you can't.
Yeah, you gotta lay the law down with Boone sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's like, imagine your ex-girlfriend who's still, like, you're not over, Boone's wearing all of her clothes. I thought he was just going to sell it.
He is actually.
Wait, you're talking about Chelsea?
Stop. You got.
I think
no.
He was talking about Chelsea.
No. No.
Boone is actually good with boundaries if you very strictly set them.
He is,
so
yeah.
You're all over Chelsea, you're saying.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Now, is it going to be different? Are you guys, because now I guess that Sam at least is taking a hiatus if he didn't quit. You and Chelsea going to change you should change the name of the podcast to like The Dating Game or The Love Boat. Or
are you guys going to kiss again?
No. No, we're not. We're not.
Is she single?
Yes, she is.
And Benji talk to you at all about your betrayal?
We're very cool. Benji and I are cool.
Now,
there's no betrayal.
You and Benji are cool, but is he going to be okay now that he knows you're banging his old missus?
Guys, I'm not banging Chelsea. Everybody thinks I'm banging Chelsea.
Look me in the eye and say it seriously without smiling or anything.
I can't do it.
See,
now.
There you go. That's
no,
perfect.
No, no. Look at it.
Look me in the eye.
Look Ari in the
I'm
eyes.
I'm going
right
the camera
now.
In the eyes. How many people are watching this camera?
Probably four, maybe five.
Yeah.
Probably just Tripoli and his dog.
Oh. 36. I am not banging Chelsea.
Yes, he is. That was done pretty good, but I know you've taken acting classes a long time ago, and I know you.
Yeah, I'm not banging Chelsea. I'll tell you guys if I am.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're banging. They will bang, but they haven't yet.
You won't tell us if you are.
I probably wouldn't tell you if I was, but I'm not.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for at least coming on once.
But I'm not. But I'm not.
You guys are going to get married, but the time is not now.
Can I just tell you something? I don't trust Chelsea.
I don't know why.
Dating Chelsea, being romantic, that would be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
A nightmare.
Everyone
loves her. I don't handle a jealousy. That would be a fucking nightmare that I would not put myself through. Am I attracted to her? Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, is there some kind of chemistry? Yeah. That would be a fucking disaster. It would ruin me. And I'm not willing to go through that. I've dated Chelsea's before, and it's horrifying.
You've dated Chelsea before?
No, Chelsea's.
That's what he said.
Before.
So when you guys dated in the past, what happened?
Oh, it was fun. Yeah. It was actually really cool. No, but yeah, it'll be interesting. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Those girls wreck you. Those girls will wreck you.
Ari, I'm like, I'm susceptible to that. Like, I'm not some pussy, but like, yeah, Chelsea would get off on putting you through the meat grinder and having you quit stand up. That would get her pussy wet. And I love her. She's one of my best friends. I'm really close with her. But I mean, I'm not dumb. I'm kind of like the guy version of her. But she's more of a dude than I am. It would be a disaster, and I would be crying, and I would quit the comedy store. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, dude isn't a word I'd throw around like to describe you.
She, me? What am I?
You're more like a soft, doughy kind of like
Jesus, Jason.
Yeah, you're real harsh with
him. Yeah, you're
he's
like wasting away.
Soul.
You're like you're a before picture.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's how I describe you. You're a before picture.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna cry. Fuck you guys. I got bigger things to do than this fucking podcast.
But, that sounds like privilege.
Yeah, can I do my dates before I go? Like dude, before he left, he tried to get his dates out, too.
No, he did.
I respect that.
Dude, I do, too. Dude.
I respect a nice meltdown, and like, this guy's about to kill himself, and then at the very end, you're like, I'll be
come
at
the see Holiday me tomorrow.
I'll be Tuesday at 7:30. I'll be.
No, but what do you think? So it's just Chelsea and I. Chelsea can get top tier guests, and so I think what it's just going to be Chelsea and I with just another kind of crazy guest every week.
I love you and Chelsea together, so I think it'll be really good. I think it's good when it's just you two. I've told you both.
You know who else
that.
Loves
I don't think
him?
You need
and,
a guest.
You know who else loves him and Chelsea together? Him.
I thought I was coming on to Punch Drunk just to support, maybe jab at Sam passive aggressively. Just didn't think this was going to happen, but I'm here.
Ari.
Yes.
How stoked are you for this? Now, you don't even know who's on this card in New York.
No. What is it, 202? No. What's it going to be?
No,
205.
I think, is New York.
It's 205.
Let's look it up. Yeah, I'd be super stoked.
Cyborg's fighting this weekend.
Who's Cyborg fighting?
I've never heard of her. Linda Landsberg?
And that's her first UFC fight, huh?
Linda.
Yeah, I think so. That'll be exciting. I mean, that'll be
Cyborg?
Excited for. That's a proven female winner, not someone who's going to quit after one loss.
She fought Leslie Smith.
Keep in mind, I just want to remind everybody, Ronda Rousey has one loss and still has not fought in a year.
Oh,
has nothing scheduled. So I just want everyone to remember that when I
that's
on female MMA.
That's your king.
The
that
champion
was
of champions.
Yep, the unbeatable.
What's the okay? I trained a little bit. I watched all the first UFCs like in the 90s. I was a big fan, but I don't follow up on it. But I cue into loudmouths in the media because I'm loudmouth. She was a loudmouth, got her fucking ass beat, and she's gone now. Like, what's the deal? Is she going to come back, or is that just gone?
She'll be back.
Doubtful. I bet she'll come back like Brock Lesnar came back.
And get her.
She'll then win. But it's like, who cares anymore? Fuck you. You're a loser. You're not a winner. You're
not a
winner.
That girl that beat her kicked her fucking ass.
Kicked her ass. It was fun to
it
watch.
Kicked
really
her
funny.
Fucking
and
ass.
She's lost twice since then.
Oh, she's lost twice since then?
No,
yeah,
that, the
lost.
Chick
she
that
do,
beat
she
her.
She lost twice. Quit.
Who, Ronda Rousey's lost twice, or
no.
The other girl?
Holly Holm lost twice.
Holly Holm, but she didn't quit. She didn't be like, no. It's like, come on. You don't deal with adversity at all.
Well, this is
we're supposed to look up to you. You're not a good person. She's not a good person.
She's not a good person.
Like, if she wasn't a champion, you'd be like, ugh.
She's not a good person. I never got that vibe from her. I'm always like, she's a bad person.
Yeah.
Hey, Ari,
who's the announced bout? Welterweight championship. Tyron Woodley versus Stephen Thompson.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right
Thompson,
now, too. Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. Our old buddy Donald Cerrone is fighting. Kevin
Friend
Gastelum.
Of the show, fighting Gastelum.
He's
yeah.
on every card, though.
Yeah,
Cerrone is on every card.
Title fight. I don't know what more he's got to do. I only look at his record. Maybe he's lost before. And
he
I
lost
really
to Dos Anjos, the belt fight.
To who?
Dos Anjos.
Yeah, he got
Dos
like,
Anjos.
TKO'd
oh, yeah,
like, really quickly.
Lightweight champion.
Yeah, he
but
got caught.
He's up to welterweight now. He's 3-0 in welterweight.
Yeah, man. I mean,
and all three fights were performances of the night.
It always is, yeah. He just doesn't do well with belt fights.
Yeah, so maybe. Well, let me see what welterweight rankings are.
I'll tell you right now, and that who's Weidman fighting there?
Yoel Romero.
Romero, yeah. He loses that fight. Weidman loses that fight. Sheesh, I don't know, man. It's way back
up
the line.
Well, my dear friend Brendan Schaub says that Chris Weidman's going to win, so, you know, I just go off anything Fighter and the Kid says.
Oh, boy. It's going to get ugly. You just moved into the sweet seat. I'm no longer shitting on you.
Why? What happened?
They
here?
Have a Kevin beef going with this other podcast that I love. Fake beef.
Oh,
they
that's my favorite podcast.
Isn't it the
yes,
greatest?
That's the best
it's Brian
podcast.
Brian Callen and Brendan
yes,
Schaub.
That is
funniest blows, people you'll ever hear.
Yeah, right? Blows this one out of the water. I was trying to get on this one.
I told Steven
this is
that
a good stepping
Schaub
stone
was going
to
be here. Schaub's on the show tonight.
He's
Sam
not on
show.
This? He's not coming into this show?
No, he's at the Comedy Store tonight, though, on Sam's show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Blessed.
Everybody gets so mad because he always calls him, what does he always say?
Brandon.
Oh, Brandon.
Why
yeah,
can't
yeah.
he remember it? And he'll be here before on air like, Brendan. And then he goes, Brandon Schaub, Tuesday night.
Oh, Chivalry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There should be some, we should do some sort of thing where it's like, we're going to pick 10 random names of MMA fighters or professional athletes. Sam has to read all 10 of them one time. He doesn't get to practice, but he just reads them. If he gets all 10 right, we will donate $1 million to cancer research or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm down with that.
We would just, he would always lose.
No, we would just, it would never happen.
It's stupid. Why are we even doing this?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck else? I was just going to ask you.
Do you
something.
Think Sam and I will be friends again?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you guys just do this.
Totally.
Do I have any part in this?
I don't know. I didn't hear it.
Yeah, we can.
Aaron, do I have any part in this?
Let me hear this.
I want to release the episode so bad.
Yeah, why don't you?
Sam asked me not to.
He's on the show. What does he matter?
Oh.
I mean, if you're going to listen to Ari about yeah. how to deal with Sam, I think that's like listening to Hitler. Be like,
no, but the way
here's
he,
my idea of how to deal with the Jews. It could be radical, but
Ari got into my psyche though. He's just like, what? He's not on the show. I'm like, oh. It's like in those old cartoons when the devil comes up. He's like, yeah, he ain't your friend no more.
That's what Ari does. Ari
is great at it.
Yeah, he has logic to make points. That's what I do.
Ari, what's going to happen
and logic. What?
Put these things in order as when they happen. You get married to your girlfriend from Bonnaroo.
Check.
Okay.
Randolph and Chelsea get married. Aaron gets a divorce. He just got married.
Oh, God. Jeez. Jason.
That's a tough one, huh, Ari?
I thought you were going to add in there when Triple gets back on Bad Boys Comedy Hour.
Oh, no. All three of those things will happen before that happens.
Okay. No, that'll happen first. Triple get it back from them and have it first.
Yeah.
I think it would go. I think it would go a tight 1-2 between me getting married.
Ooh, big announcement!
And Aaron getting divorced. But I think Aaron divorced would be more likely.
No,
Jesus.
Then me married, and then Chelsea and Randolph getting married. Just because I think Chelsea will want to keep her options open.
Yeah,
that's good.
Even which would be his fear dating her.
Like, but it'll be better for my career.
I don't have anything to offer financially or career-wise to Chelsea.
Yeah, all you got is your
she's
love.
Got expensive
you've
teeth.
And I have a medium-sized dick. I mean, there's just nothing, you know.
It's one of those things where it's like, you guys are both going to get into your 50s, and she's going to be like, well.
It's going to be last call.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Last call.
Last call. Might as well go with the before picture.
I've worked at a lot of restaurants, and you see a lot of 50-year-old couples just kind of eating quietly, not looking at each other, and that's just terrifying to me.
They don't talk. Yeah, it's so sad.
I'm like, oh, my God.
What are you going to say to somebody that you've said everything to for the last 20 years?
If you and
something new happens, I'll tell
you. Jason, Jesus. If you and I were married, I'd talk to you at 50, 60.
I know, that's the thing. You want to be with someone you want to talk to all the time. You're so broken.
I mean, yeah, but it's like, well, I've
been with friends before. We just don't really talk the whole time.
Yeah, totally.
Not much, actually.
No, that happens. I went out and had coffee with Nick Youssef the other day. We're hanging out for like 2 or 3 hours sitting in a coffee shop.
Can I tell you something?
We talk a little bit. Next thing you know, we're both doing things. We're just like enjoying each other's company, but it doesn't mean we got to be staring in each other's eyes and go, I just had a thought.
Can I? Can I say something about... I've known Sam for 8 years, right? 8 years. Talk to him.
How many times have you broken up with you? At least two that I know of.
What's that?
How many times have you broken up with you in that 8 years? At least two that I know of. At least two.
I know at least four.
I know of four or five. Yeah.
Even more than that. Ask me how many meals I've had with Sam.
How many meals have you had with Sam?
Zero.
That's not true. Yeah.
Outside of comedy, like, oh, let's grab a burger. I've never met Sam and just said, hey, let's have a sandwich and hang out and not do something. But I've never met Sam. And you and I, Tebow, have met and had coffee and hung out. I've never met and hung out with Sam ever.
You only see him like comedy-related things?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Never. I've never just hung out and had a meal with Sam. And that's a red flag. That's weird.
Yeah.
Ever.
Eh, what's weird about that?
I have
a lot of really good friends that we don't like hang out like a shitload on the side. Or
not anything. A shitload, but in 8 years,
but you
never
have
like,
done things that weren't.
Sam, I've never gone to a movie. Never once.
See, that's weird because I'm not close with Sam, and I've done stuff like that with him. So that's weird. Yeah,
really?
I've been to his house a bunch.
Never been to his house once. Never been bowling.
To the movies, I've done all these examples you've said.
How long have you known Sam?
I've bowled
four,
with Sam.
Four years.
Oh my God, dude.
It sounds like...
It wasn't just Sam and I, though. So.
Yeah, no, it wasn't just Sam and I either. But still, like, we've gone to the movies. We've gone to E.
You know what?
That's sad.
Here's how you save the International Bad Boys Hour. You and Sam go bowling and go have dinner.
just you two.
Jason.
Just the two of you.
I'm willing to do that.
Nice.
Sam, are you willing to do that?
Sam, we know you're watching.
He's talking to the screen.
No, you're not funny.
He feels it in his phone. His phone vibrates.
No, he's like sitting in, like, in his living room watching the show, and then right when you go, I'm willing to do that. One Indian tear. One tear like somebody just littered in front of an Indian rolls down his cheek.
I love the guy, dude. I really do love Sam. I love the guy. He's a fucking psycho.
But I mean, in his defense, we're all psychotic.
I'm pretty balanced.
You're balanced? Balanced is a word you would use for yourself?
Dude, I almost cried in the OR on stage last night because I brought my headset out. You know, I'm plugging into all my stuff. It didn't work. And I asked Adam, I fucking freaked out, dude. And that worked, but it was just, I'm not balanced.
People like to see a good meltdown.
I came out, I had this motivational speaker I plugged in the OR mic, like with my own Tony Robbins headset, and it worked in the belly room, but I guess the mixer doesn't support that. I didn't know, and I was like, hey, I said my name was Jordash. And I was like, who's on? And then it just didn't work. And I was like, oh my God, dude. Like, that was horrible.
I watched a gnarly documentary last night. All right, do you have HBO or HBO Go?
Nope.
Oh. I didn't know if you had it.
Do you have HPV?
Maybe I have HBO Go. Maybe I have to toss my password on that. That's possible.
I don't know if you had it on your flip phone.
I had Jay's password for a little while. I don't know if I still have it.
Right. I saw this documentary last night about the guy that, I can't remember, Jim, it's called Jim, the story of James, whatever his name is, but he's the guy that the American journalist that was originally captured by ISIS, and then that was the beheading video, the big beheading video
that scared
the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
It's a documentary about...
Daniel Pearl is his name.
No, it was James... Starts with an H.
Do you want me to
look it up. But anyways,
what?
He was the one that ISIS beheaded live on the internet, but it was all about everything that he had gone through before that to become like a
journalist
and do all the different things he had gone through, how he got captured, and they have every single person because he was the only one they executed.
James Foley,
yeah.
Is it just called Beheading by ISIS?
No, do not look. Do not click on that. Do not click on that.
No, it's just not. I'm reading an article.
My ex would watch beheading videos constantly. She was obsessed with gore. We went to the museum.
When you asked, what are you looking at? She goes, oh, our relationship.
She said, what?
Our relationship.
Yeah. Oh, my. Dude. No, that was a besouling there. But we went to the Museum of Death, and she didn't want to leave after 2 hours. You know the one right near the Comedy Store.
Yeah. I went there for 2 hours. I'm a freak.
Comedy
too.
Store.
Oh, yeah, I'm into that. But then I was like,
in Hollywood?
It's on Hollywood. You're near the, you know,
it's
in Hollywood.
So
yeah.
So gory.
And I went. I was like, cool. I was a Gigi Allen fan. I had some Gigi stuff. Yeah. But then after like 2 or 3 hours, I was like, it beat me. I was like, I started to get anxiety. Like, I gotta go. And she was laying in the coffin.
Oh, okay.
Strange chick, but she was cool. I was in love, but yeah. But she would just watch beheading. So I would go to sleep. I'd wake up and I'd just hear gurgling, like. And she's like,
there.
Oh, like check. No, like in our bed on her phone. She was just constantly watching gore.
So you're trying
to sleep. I can't do it before bed.
You're trying to sleep next to a girl that's watching beheading videos to fall asleep,
and then that's super hot that you're in love with. It was so confusing. I'm still
were
not
you
over
scared
it.
She was gonna murder you.
She. Told me if I ever left, she'd kill me.
Well, you're alive, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is this your fiance?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't, as I was going to propose, it blew up, but.
Oh.
I asked the universe if there's a sign I shouldn't do this, and she had this letter for me that day on Valentine's Day. It was just.
What kind of letter for you?
Just like, I don't love you anymore. You're a piece of shit.
I'm gonna
get
kill
your
you
shit.
And behead
yeah,
you.
Go get out of my
Take
house.
Take your fake diamond ring and give it to a black homeless tranny.
Yeah.
Give it to one of Benji's ex-girlfriends.
Oh.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. I don't trust you. I think you're in love with Benji's girl.
Ugh.
All the textbook letter to Randolph. Textbook letter to Randolph. Dude, it was crazy. Like, anyways, a documentary. They interview all, I think there was like about 12 or 13 other people that they had captured.
Yeah.
And they had them for like 2 years. You know, and just...
2 years?
If you take everything out of this room including carpet, everything, and just make it a cement room.
For 2 years?
2 years. 14 people in this, like, a room that's just cement everywhere. And they just sit on the floor.
Could you kill yourself? Could you just starve yourself to death? Like, how? Yeah. I think I would do that.
They damn near were. They're like, one time, they get, like, whenever they would give us, like, bananas, we would be eating the banana peels. They're like,
one time,
they gave us a whole, like, an entire cooked chicken, and they even ate the bones.
Oh, my God. What is this, a documentary? I want to see it.
It's really, really good. But it's really, it's like, there's something about it where you're like, what's wrong with people?
Do you think they jerked off in there?
That's a good question. One of the guys was like,
good question.
One of the guys, because I did think that.
Yeah, I was like, what day were you like, I'm going to die, might as well just stroke a beat real quick, you know, just fucking.
Well, I mean, after like 2 years, you finally, I mean, it just.
Start fucking your friends.
The mental torture. The physical, I mean, all just sounded just like a nice day in the park.
Ugh.
I mean, it was, God, and you're just like, fuck, man. That's kind of shit that's just going on all the time. And the reason it was all reporters. So when ISIS finally came to town, they're like, grab everybody with a camera. We're not going to capture the bad guys. We're going to capture a different news reporter from around the world.
Oh.
Keep them for 2 years. We're going to kill one of them live on the internet, and we're going to put the other ones back in their country to go tell them what they
tell the tale.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they don't want these news reporters coming in and showing people, the rest of the world, what's really happening there. So, like, if we can scare the living fuck out of all these snitches.
Which they did.
You know what I mean?
Mission accomplished.
Yeah. Then we can just go back to fucking taking over this country and doing whatever the fuck we want.
Oh, my God. Scary stuff, man.
Beheading is top 50 ways I would not want to die.
Well,
no, because they don't catch you straight. They don't catch you straight.
No,
it's always like slower.
And my ex, because we were in San Diego, we lived in San Diego. She was real into the Mexican cartel ones, and they don't have the best of equipment. So I, you know, after dating her for 2 years, I watched probably 20. You know, if that's all she's watching. And there was a couple where the people were laughing. And they're showing a new cartel girl how to cut, and the knife was like dull, and they're all like giggling and. Cutting this guy. This guy is just staring at the camera, and you just like tell him who you work for. They say it, and then it's like a butter knife, and it's a 17-minute video trying to cut this head. I can't unsee that. You know,
I never watched those. Like all the movies that they had playing there, I couldn't watch them. So yeah. She liked that.
Oh, loved it.
I looked at the pictures, but I couldn't watch the videos.
I could never watch Beheading.
I've watched a bunch of them. They actually drown from the gargling on the.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it. But I'll tell you the.
She didn't have nightmares.
No.
She's all happy. She's like, no.
Yeah, that's a red flag. I wonder what that means.
It's funny that she can
I'm
watch all
you
these.
Googled it.
She can watch all these beheading videos and all that. You know what I mean? And that's all fine and dandy. But then when it came to like your love, she had to write a horrible letter.
Why did you Google it? You Google everything.
I should. But I wonder what that is. What that is that gravitates someone towards that. Maybe she's going through that inside.
Yeah.
I mean, I could. There's just no way. Why doesn't anybody ever, like, if you're sitting there and you know you're about to be beheaded or whatever.
Why doesn't anybody, like, plug their pod?
It's just me and these two guys. Yeah.
Caveman
exactly.
Coffee, bro.
Yeah. Go to PushOverSports.com, click the Amazon button.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Hey. Louis C.K. has a great joke about beheading videos where he goes, these beheading videos are terrible, but there is something that's funny about it. Why is every time somebody gets beheaded, they have this dumb look on their face after their head's cut off? There's no way to look cool. I'd be like, okay, look, guys, we all know how this is going down. You're going to cut my head off. I'm going to save America socks into the camera, blah, 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 blah. Let me get like my fucking Cubs hat and some sunglasses here.
Yeah, like, and a cig in my head and a 100 hanging out.
Yeah. Don't let me go out like that bad because I'm pretty sure I'm going to make a dumb look once my head's far away from my body. Look at this face. I already make dumb looks.
Yeah.
This is when everything's connected. You separate church and state, I'm going to look like a... And one of the dudes is like describing like everybody being in that room and he's like German or Austrian or something. He has one of those kind of accents that's, you know, they all kind of sound the same when they're in that area. And he's like talking about everybody in there and the sense of community that they eventually had when you're like, well, this is going to be our world. It was almost like that movie Room. Not The Room, not the crazy one, but the one Room about that little kid that was like born in captivity.
The Goonies?
No. It's called Room.
Oh.
I've never heard of it.
He's like born in captivity. Oh, it only won a bunch of awards. But
never even heard of that.
He's in. this girl gets kidnapped by like a sexual predator. Has her locked in this dungeon. Knocks her up. The kid is born in there, and that's his only world that he even knows. By the time he's like 5 or 6, so he doesn't even know the outside world. He doesn't know anything. He just thinks this is Earth. This is the whole world. Is just this room.
Maybe until you get realized. Maybe we all are like that on some spiritual level.
Well, of course. But then, so they all kind of get to sense a community in there and that kind of sort of thing. And when he's talking about it, he's like, you really get to know who is who. And like, I had know who had farted. That is the fault of this man. And then that fault, that is clearly the fault of this man.
Oh, like, my God.
Hey, Bells, I'll quit sniffing farts and try to help us get out of here.
Oh, that's so odd.
It's really, really like, it really is like a what's wrong with humanity kind of a thing. You know?
Yeah.
And they're talking about, like, the emotional pain and physical pain and, like, how much the human body is willing to adapt to physical pain.
And endure, yeah.
And they're all like, you know, if you give me two choices ever, 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 and you're like, you're about to take me into a torture chamber, and you're like, here's two pills. This one will relieve stress. This one will relieve all the pain. I would take the stress pill 100 out of 100 times.
What do you mean?
Just all of the mental
stress
torture,
is worse
stress,
than physical pain.
Yeah, they're like, because your body can adapt to physical pain much easier than it can adapt to mental pain. Like,
yeah.
I'm never going to get out of here. I'll never see anybody again. I'm never going to, you know, whatever.
Oh, that's, I don't
I'll
like
never
that.
Be able to date Chelsea or whatever the fuck you might obsess about.
Yeah,
daily.
Whatever you're looking for, yeah. If you get, maybe, do you think I would get you through it, Randolph? Like, if you were in a box like that?
If you were in a box, would you just think of Chelsea every day to stay alive?
Guys, I just came here to talk sports, you know?
Outside, he's like...
Okay, let's talk about Benji, a follower, who's a big baseball fan. Now, if you're in a box, and you're thinking of betraying him...
If I was what?
If you're trapped in a box.
If you're in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you thinking of like, oh, I remember when I betrayed him so hard.
I didn't betray Benji.
You're like, God, he was such a nice guy. He was always cool
to
me.
I love Benji. Yeah, he's super cool.
Again, baseball fan. So.
Yeah, I like Benji a lot.
He's a big baseball fan that you betrayed.
Why did you spit in his face by fucking his girlfriend?
Do you honestly, Ari, do you really think I fucked his girlfriend?
No, I think that you call it making love.
Yeah, I think you might have other terms for it. I mean, I don't know if it's blowjobs or vaginal blowjobs, whatever you call it.
Mm-mm.
And you stick your dick into a vaginal mouth.
Mm-mm.
I for sure I believe that 100%. That's what Benji told me, by the way, too. He's positive you did.
No, I didn't. But he always thought that.
Yeah, he definitely thought that you had banged her.
He says she mentioned it and said something about that.
I'm probably. I don't want to rat. Never mind. Yeah. I'm not gonna say anything. I haven't fucked her.
Did you ever?
What does that mean? Leaving it so open.
Did you ever eat her out with your dick?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I have a question, a follow-up question, what Tebow just said. Did you ever eat her out with your dick?
Good question.
Thank you.
I take the fifth.
Yeah.
You guys, I don't need to storm out. You're being mean.
If you storm out, that would be good. If we can get it bad enough that you storm out, I feel like we did really accomplish something. Because... Aaron's like,
yeah,
I was talking
international bad boy hours walkouts in one day.
I was talking to Aaron before the show, and he goes, Ari, he goes, yeah, I mean, yesterday was, you know, whatever. I mean, Sam stormed off, but, and then Chelsea was asking if everything was okay. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, this is nothing compared to Punch Drunk. Only one person stormed off. Who cares?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
That's a, whatever.
When we have a good storm off session in Punch Drunk, and then whoever's left, whoever wasn't, usually me, I guess, I'm not being, not always, but I guess usually me. That's actually probably pretty even. So the other person has to act like you're over at your friend's house when you're 14 and they got into a fight with their brother.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Mrs. Kropotopoulos, can I please have some more chicken parm?
Yeah, exactly.
Small talk.
Dude, I remember one time I was, you know, like when you walk to school and you're like at elementary school, or junior high, or whatever, and you walk to school. And, you know, you walk to your buddy's house and pick up your buddy, and then you both walk together, one of those kind of things. I get to my buddy's house, David Spangler, I get to my buddy's house, and he had a twin sister, Susan. We all the same age. We all hung out all the time. So the three of us are going to walk to school together, and their parents, like, didn't fuck around. Their parents were like, no joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'll just fucking slap you across your face.
Yeah,
and
I hated them.
And you'd be like, damn! So we're probably like 12. We're going to school. And, you know, it's one of those, you can tell you walk into a house that's chaotic.
Yeah.
Like, it's like everybody's running late and the parents are really, really mad. So it's like if you kid fuck up. So the dad leaves for work and it's just like that. We're like, I'm just kind of sitting on the couch waiting for these two to get ready while everybody in his family is screaming at each other. And for some reason, my buddy David stands up and he's like, I don't have to wait for everybody, man. This sucks. He goes, this sucks. And around the corner was his mom, but I couldn't see her. A fucking just straight fucking right.
Oh, my God.
A fist, not a slap. I just see this fist, almost like if you like ring the doorbell and then the boxing glove just comes straight and hits that battle gag.
Dude.
Just clocks him right in the fucking face. And he just immediately, his nose just starts bleeding. You're like, this mother just hauled off, and she was not a little woman. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's horrible.
Straight. She punched her kid?
Punched him right in the fucking nose with everything that she had.
Dude, that's fucked up. What?
And then I'm just sitting there. What's that?
I've never heard of it.
And then I'm just sitting there kind of like, what's your next move, T?
Yeah.
I'm pretty much at a loss for it. I mean, granted, I'm only 12 years old, but I'm just kind of like, all right, I'm going.
Was she taking you to school?
No, she was going to work. She's running late for work. Her two kids are like,
why
fucking,
were you there? You all walked to school together?
Exactly. Yeah. Because I would pass their house on the way to school. So I'd be like, all right, you know, I'll come get you guys and then we'll walk to school together and fuck off or whatever, you know? And dude, just straight. I mean, it was like, it wasn't like a, I mean, it was a hard enough punch to make a kid start bleeding.
Dude, I remember we were playing Little League. We were like 11 or 12 and this dad was a psycho coach and he kind of looked like a nerd, but he was just this nerd with rage. And his kid was kind of nerdy. He had like the goggles, kind of like goggle glasses. But he was a really good pitcher. And, you know, probably
because
his dad.
Than Brody?
Yeah.
Wow. You're going to get in trouble for that.
No, because his dad was a coach. And I remember if he would fuck up, the dad would beat his ass in the dugout. And we're all just, it was kind of like in the early 90s where now that wouldn't happen. But this is like 91, 92 where everybody kind of just minded their own business. And like, I would be sitting there and he would strike out and I'd be like, oh boy. And the dad would just grab him by the shirt and be like, what the fuck? Why am I training you? And smack him. And I was like, my cousin and I, years later, as recently as like 5 years ago, I was like, remember that? It was just, I felt so bad. We would laugh though because it was funny. It was like, dude, fuck, you're getting like, you know, we're not all stoned. It was just dead sober, 11-year-old beatdowns. You know, witnessing that, you're just like, damn.
Little known fact, that kid, Zach Greinke.
Who's that?
Somebody that actually is a better pitcher than Brody.
Oh,
says
not Tebow,
many.
Not Steve.
Hey, Ari.
Yeah.
I got a good bag of bets we could throw in.
Okay.
You have to take an HBP from Brody.
Oh.
I mean, take it on the shoulder, take it in the ass. You can turn into it, wear a helmet, but you got to get hit by a pitch.
I don't know, man. He pitches fast.
Yeah, that's.
But I mean, that's if he's going to throw his heat. That's if he's going to throw his heat.
I caught him the other day. I hadn't played baseball since a kid, but I played a lot of baseball and I could play.
Does he make you do stuff like that?
No, I it was on his birthday. It was like during the summer. But
it's the way Paulie makes like, Birdie's like, Birdie, you throw for me, but you got to also catch.
He throws. I'm 36. I haven't played baseball in years, and he's throwing
37 years.
Yeah, he's throwing 80s. Like he's like, all right, squat down and catch. And I used to be a catcher, but I haven't caught a grown man's fastball in 15 years.
Let alone judge a curve or anything that's moving.
And so Brody's like, all right, we're gonna speed it up a bit, and like I popped a blood vessel in my left, you know,
and
pointer
that's with
finger
gloves.
With a glove. He was throwing so fucking hard, so fast. I mean, it was 80s. Whatever he could throw, it was like, fuck, dude.
If that was you, you might die. Like, what if it hits you in the head and you die?
Oh, that everybody does. The only person happier than everybody would be me.
This is a horrible idea.
And I was flinching, and he was like, Steven, you're sitting here telling me you're a stand-up at the Comedy Store, and you're flinching. At a fastball in a park. Everything goes back to the Comedy Store in baseball. And I'm like, Brody, he's like, wait a minute. So you're sitting here, you're going to flinch, and you're telling me you're going to do a main room spot? Like, it's like.
Hey, have you tried that Kogi place yet?
No.
I'm going tonight.
It was 2 days ago you told me.
I know, but two days ago we were texting. You're like, I'm
like,
hungry.
Really
I'm like, you should go to this.
Pasta. Is there anywhere near us? And he's like, go to Kogi. And I Google it. It's tacos. I go, I want pasta. And he went and stopped talking about it for 15 minutes. And I go,
that's
I
not
want 100% pasta.
True. That's not 100% true. You texted me, I'm hungry.
No, I said, I want pasta. Is
that
there
was
anywhere close?
Your next text after
she
that.
She said she's thirsty because she's such a fucking whore.
Oh, my.
I'm not even a whore.
Yeah, mama mia.
Hey, who's more? Are you falling in love with Candace right now?
I'm going to reach everything to a halt.
Yes, I am.
I think Steve's falling in love with Candace right now. We might have a fucking little love triangle between Steve and his two whores. That's what you should do. You should be on his pod, replace Sam, since he quit, and you can change it to the fucking the pimp hour.
Oh, my God, no. No.
Yeah, because you don't
want to... You can come on.
You don't want to make Chelsea jealous.
Oh, my God, I would love that just because I love Chelsea, too.
Everybody loves Chelsea.
Yeah, but if you bring another girl on, is that going to make your fiance jealous?
I wouldn't want to upset her.
Yeah, she gets jealous.
I mean, that's the thing about when back to what you were talking about with like, you know, you could beat your kids back in the day. You know,
yeah.
I did get, but it wasn't like beat. I mean,
yeah, I got hit.
I mean, I guess now that I think about it in hindsight,
now
was.
I know I'm. But into for the most part, I'm into.
But you can't get. It's now there's this like tattletale generation. Social media is nothing but a bunch of tattletales.
Yeah, I agree.
No matter what you do.
A lot of tattletales. That's true. A lot of tattletales.
Stop snitching. Rest in peace, Mac Dre.
It's like because people want to be a part of, you know, no matter what it is. And we see it with this Colin Kaepernick doesn't want to fucking stand for the national anthem. And now everybody else is kind of doing that. And not everybody, but a lot of people in the NFL are like, actually, I'm going to get behind that, too. There are a lot of social injustices towards African-Americans. And I'm also going to fucking make a statement, put my hand in the air, whatever the fuck it is. All the cameras are doing during the national anthem, where it used to be shots of the flag, shots of the
an eagle,
the plane flying by. The 12-year-old girl that is singing the national anthem to 90,000 people, quite possibly the highlight of her life.
Yeah.
Don't want a shot of that. Hey, let's get to, oh, there's a third string fucking long snapper with his fist in the air. Let's stare at him.
Yeah.
Who cares, man? It doesn't mean shit.
I don't care.
I don't care either, but it's this fucking tattletale generation that we have. And the difference is this. Like, because everybody bitches about, like, and Sam loves to, too, about the millennials, all these millennials and the Gen X and all the baby boomers of this and the millennials. But the difference really is the reason Ari and my generation and probably yours, you're probably more towards my end of it than the millennial end of it, is we have a frame of reference.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Is that we know what it was like to not have the internet. We know what it was like that if you wanted to make a phone call, you were tethered to the wall.
Yeah.
We know what it was like to, like, if you want to go on a date, you actually have to fucking go knock on somebody's door or get their number and actually call them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was in my early 20s, there were there wasn't texting. The millennial generation, they only know this technology.
Yeah.
They only know this tattletale mentality.
Yeah.
You know, there's no such thing as keep a secret now.
I will tell you, anytime you say the word millennial, the millennial, you just seem old.
I know that. But I'm labeling, and I hate that. I don't even really know what it means, and it does make you sound old. But whatever that generation is of 20-somethings, whatever you want to call them, that bitch about everything so much. And I'm like, dude, you don't, and here's where you sound old, because you start to sound like the guy that's like, back in my day.
And Nam.
Yep.
Oh, man, I used to walk uphill 45 different,
yeah, I think,
you know,
I think we all, you can't fight that.
That's also because, about your impression of Dean
Del Rey. That my old guy really did turn into Dean Del Rey. Oh, yeah.
This is an example of like just how things have changed. I was talking to Curtis, the security guard at the store the other day. He's like, when I was 12 years old, my mom took me and my cousin and my brother and some people to Raging Waters in San Dimas.
I remember that. She took me too. Yeah.
and we cut a bunch of Australian 30-year-olds. Like, I'm 36, like a mid-30-year-old, older men. We were 12, and we cut them all in line. And they kicked us all. They came behind us. We cut them off. They beat the shit out of us, spit at us, and punched us and kicked us, like, as adults to 12-year-olds. And I went and told my mom, and my mom's like, well, what did you do? I was like, we cut them in line. She's like, why would you cut them in line? And that was that. Like, that was that. Can you imagine now, today, if you slapped or beat the shit out of a 12-year-old?
Like, the other adults would start beating
them. Everybody trying to be the one who breaks the story. So everybody wants to.
That's what it is.
That's what happened with cell phones. Everyone has a camera, so now people are like, I'm a photographer.
I'm a reporter.
And that's why I ever see those, like, pictures, like, some bum singing beautifully in the subway or a little kid dancing. And you're like, it's a good video. And then behind the kid, you see fucking three other people with their cell phones
Yep.
Taking it. And it's like, somebody's got the shot already. Somebody's got it. Yep. Get out of the fucking way. So everybody wants to be the one doing it with no technology, no like work on their own. So then you just want to like break the story. So you're like, so you see something, you're like, oh, that guy's a pedophile. That guy's a child molester. You're like, yeah, you don't know the whole story. It's like that guy who was taking a picture of a selfie in front of a Star Wars thing and said, oh, kids will love this or something like that. And the mom fucking, some mom of a kid that she thought he was taking a picture of started this internet campaign to fucking shame him.
Oh.
He gets home. His gay partner goes, oh, by the way, you're in a lot of trouble. He's like, what are you talking about? He goes, take a picture of a kid? He goes, no, I took a picture of myself in front of a Star Wars picture. He goes, oh, I think she thought you were taking a picture of her kid.
Oh,
now
my
you're...
God.
Yeah, he's got to break the story.
You don't even want that report out there, even if it's not true. The fact that that exists out there, wow.
Yeah, you're guilty, and it's not that you're guilty until you're proven innocent. You're guilty until another bigger story breaks somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You'll never be fully innocent. Even if they fully prove, oh, you weren't doing that, it doesn't go down. The articles stay up there.
Oh, they stay up there. I mean, you know, we saw it happen with our friend and friend of the show, and one of my best friends, Steve Renazzisi, all the trouble that he got in. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what you do? You kind of go on Howard Stern, you talk about it, you go, yeah, I mean, that's something I did when I was in my early 20s.
And someone else doesn't know you went on Stern, someone else doesn't see. So when we had him on our show, someone's like, are you going to deal with this? Are you just going to let it slide? We're like, let it slide.
Yeah.
Oh, you just didn't do any research. You just heard about it, and then you want your own personal answer.
Yeah, it's like,
you want
no.
everyone to go to you specifically. Do some more research.
If you get in,
everyone's heard about it, man. Fucking get out of here.
If you get involved in some sort of scandal or some sort of anything, just wait. It's like the weather in Florida. If you don't like the weather in Florida, wait 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same thing. It's just like, all right, yep, got me. Well, and then you just pray to God Andy Dick relapses again.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just got to wait it out. It's like Ralphie did it. He got in trouble. It's like, listen, it sucked. You caught a cold. You caught an internet cold.
That's what
and
it is.
I know it's not fair. You didn't do anything. You were just near somebody that sneezed on you. The internet sneezed on you.
That's a good name
for
this
episode.
The more
you fight it, the worse it'll get.
Internet cold.
So you just, if there's a mob at your door, like a literal mob at your door, you don't go out there and try to explain to them why they're wrong. You just stay inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Take your lump for something you didn't even really do or barely did, and you're getting way too much reaction. Even if it's that, it's like, you want to threaten your life because what? Because you fucking didn't do your research about the 49ers? You know, it's like, stop it.
Yeah, it's like, who gives a fuck? And I'm really sick of the... Now, I understand. Here's what happens, like, with the internet, with every website that there is, with, you know, all these sports channels that have 24 hours of programming. You're dying for anything to happen just so you can have something to talk about. And that's what
I'm sick of at this point. I'm sick of the comedians or the people who are in the arts in any way seeing a story like that and then saying, yeah, that's wrong, instead of going, hold on, I've seen this story too many times. Instead of saying that this guy, who you're reporting to be a straight animal, doing something fucking ridiculous and just a horrible person, well, you know what? I don't know comedians that are really horrible people. So why don't I look for a reason to think that he's not doing that?
Right.
That it was a misconstruing of the fucking facts. Those people who fucking jump on, they should be looking for ways to go like, hey guys, I think you might be wrong here. I think you might have meant something else. But they don't do that. They just jump on and it's like, look, you ain't some fucking regular person from Arkansas. You're a fucking comedian.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, as a comic, I tend to have an opinion on everything. As a comic, I talk a lot, and I'll be like, oh, if I'm sitting watching TV, I'll talk the whole time. I'm just sifting through fucking soot looking for, you know what I mean? It's like panning for gold, you know? But it's like there is a responsibility that you have when you do have a microphone in your hand or you're doing a podcast to just, I don't want to say responsible journalism because none of us are journalists. If we were, I would love ISIS to capture me. By the way, ISIS, you want some of this? I dare you! I dare you! You think you can torture me? You think you can get me to crack? Anyways, so there is a thing of that responsibility.
They're not
going to journalism.
Take you based on that.
But,
you have
yeah, I scared them. trust me, they want to get to Ari. I have, there's two kinds of business. What I'm trying to say is there's two kinds of business. My business and none of my business.
Mm.
That's what it is. You know, and it's like, I can... I can talk about the Colin Kaepernick thing because I actually have an opinion of it. I think that is within their right to protest. I think anybody that would like to protest, that's fine and dandy. Mm. I don't like how it interrupts my time in watching football. I don't like that I choose to watch Monday Night Football to check out of the world and use that as my way of checking out because I'm not getting hammered all the time, but I can sit there and watch football and use that as my way of checking out.
Mm, speak on it.
And get away from all this shit. And now I got to fucking deal with a storyline that I don't care about. I don't care. I don't know why they refuse to show a guy running. You know, anytime you run onto a field, baseball, football, whatever, mm-hmm. there's a long-standing rule that is no cameramen show that. Do not show it. Because
do not show what?
Anytime, the streaker, a fan runs on the field naked or clothed.
Because it'll promote more of that.
Yep. So they always just turn away, and then you hear this, and the crowd's cheering, and then you hear the commentators go, we got a crazy guy on the field, he's running around, and now they're trying to tackle him. You know, one of those kind of things. And then they go back to the game.
Mm-hmm.
So why do they spend 20, if I can't, I'd much rather watch a drunk guy run onto a field and get tackled by some security. I think find that.
All day long.
Yeah.
Love that.
The only thing I would add to it is if you can put that Benny Hill music behind it every time it happens. I'm fine with that. Why do they not show that, but mm-hmm. then we have to fucking not only show, but talk about a bunch of backup players that are, it's the same thing. Put me on TV. Put me on TV. I want to use ABC's time right now to make a statement. That guy's statement, which is, I'm crazy, I'm drunk, and I want to make everybody laugh, is equally as important to me as a backup player's statement saying, I don't appreciate the way people are being treated.
Speak on it, man.
It's the same thing to me. So why is one? Because one is something they can talk about. One is something that ESPN, they'll show that because they want to talk about it for fucking 9 hours the next day on 9 different shows.
So they have something to fill the time with?
That's exactly 1,000,000% what it is.
Interesting.
You know, there's producers. I mean, at the Red Zone, I can hear producers before the show. They're like, hey, man, if we get a shot of this guy warming up, let's use that. If there's a shot of this guy, two brothers are playing each other. If we get a shot of their parents in the audience, let's use that because one will have one jersey, one will have... You're setting up shows for content.
A storyline.
So now, all this shit, which is like, whatever, one guy doesn't stand during... Somebody tweeted something really good, and it was Colin Kaepernick kneeling during the national anthem, and that just gets everybody irate in America. And then the other picture was the flag guy, the kid that's in charge of holding the American flag that everyone's saluting to, is holding the flag and just texting or looking at Twitter. Got his phone, he's looking at Twitter like,
hilarious.
Fuck this job.
Yeah.
Fuck this flag. I'd rather be looking at Twitter than proudly holding the symbol for America that everybody's got their panties in a bunch over.
That is a symbol for America. There's a flag and text, like Facebooking with your tongue hanging out.
Which is more of a fuck you?
That's America.
I love America, and I don't like what's happening right now, so I am going to protest because it is my right in this great country to protest. I can't protest in Syria without getting my head sawed off by a guy dressed like a ninja.
Yeah,
I can protest in America, and God bless America for that. Hey, man, fuck you, man. You're un-American. Actually, un-American is holding this flag while you're looking at Tinder.
I would say holding a flag while you're looking at Tinder is very American. That's
my point.
Yeah.
That's my
point. Yeah,
you both have the right.
The national anthem, you'll be okay, as long as the American anthem.
You both have the right. You both have the right to do that. And that's what's great about America.
Yeah.
And what people should be saying is, hey, look at this guy doing this. Well, only in America.
Yeah, only
God
in America.
God bless us for it.
Yeah, only in
but
America.
But instead,
yeah.
They're going, hey, man, this guy looks like he's acting out of line. This guy looks like he has his own radical thoughts. Let's fucking get behind. Let's fucking squash that before everybody starts thinking they can think freely.
Interesting.
Also, not only in America, plenty of countries you can protest.
You know what I'm saying.
Where are those countries? Canada?
But I'm just saying that.
Canada, France, Brussels, England.
I'm just saying that in their language. I'm saying that in their language.
Yeah. I will tell you this, though. My favorite thing about the Kaepernick stuff, and I get it. The guy's disillusioned with the Americans representing his race, which is like, yeah, sure. I don't really stand
I 100% get that.
I get it.
I think it's hilarious, the fucking veterans that are coming out and saying, look, I don't agree with them. And first of all, it's like, why don't you agree with them? Why don't you agree with them? And second of all, it's like, that they go, I don't agree with them, but I fought for his right to be able to protest. It's like, no, you didn't. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's not what you fought for. When did you fight for that? In 1776?
Exactly.
Why did you fight for that?
You
fought for oil prices, bro.
Yeah. You fought for oil prices. You fought.
And it didn't work, by the way. We're still paying $4 a gallon. Didn't work.
Yeah.
But that's what you fought for. You didn't fight for. And they're like, what about 9/11? Like, 9/11 didn't affect our right to protest.
Nope.
It did, actually, by our own government a little bit.
And a lot of them fought for a college education, is what they fought for. They signed up for the military
to for a right to protest.
Get work experience, get life experience, mm-hmm. and maybe cover their college. And during that window, here's what you do, in my opinion, if I was them. I mean, believe me, there's a lot of these guys that love to fight and love to go to war, all these Navy SEALs and all these tough son of bitches. I'm not saying anything disparaging about you. What I'm saying is, when you go into the military, a lot of them, you have these little 5-year windows where you have to sign up, and you go, please, God, don't let there be a war. Please, God, don't let there be a war.
Yeah, I think that's the overwhelming majority.
Yeah.
And I want free education. I want to see the world. Yes. Please don't let us get into some shit.
Yeah,
I would
agree
with that.
Please don't let me get shot because of something that's like I have nothing. I don't have a dog.
It's just a good opportunity. This is just a good opportunity. You get better loans for homes. There's a lot of perks that come with the military. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not in the military, but I would agree with that. I would say a big portion of guys in the military, it's a great opportunity.
They didn't fucking fight to defend anything for us.
I think
it's not like we're going to lose a war. I don't even know if we can lose a war.
It's like, how many police officers are like, why are you a police officer? I want to protect and serve.
I have several friends that are cops.
Yeah, I got great benefits, man. I got triple pay on Sundays. And hey, if I don't get shot, it's not a bad life.
One of my best friends back home is a cop. And God, man, he got stabbed. He was like pulled somebody over, was not arresting somebody or whatever, but gets into this altercation with this guy. Guy pulls out a fucking screwdriver.
Swings
it at him, goes right through both of his fucking cheeks. Luckily, his mouth was like kind of open. Just robbed him.
Is he cute?
Not anymore. He was gorgeous though, and now he's just.
I love people too with the veterans. They lay their life on the line for that. You've got to respect that. I'm like, don't. No, I don't. Don't lay your life on the line for fucking what? Why? Don't do that.
My mom told me, she was like, you know, the draft, they may have the draft.
Draft a 50-year-old?
Yeah, no, yeah, this is when I was a kid.
Oh.
I was like, listen to this.
They would always scare us with the draft.
Yeah, hey, they're going to be a draft. I'm like, dude, I don't even go to school. Like, I'm not going to go check in for that.
Yeah. It's like, they don't want me.
Yeah.
They don't, if there was a draft or something like that, I'm like, okay,
I was on
cool.
acid at the time. I was like,
exactly.
Maybe you just get Lance or what is the guy's name from Apocalypse Now? You just be like, all right, I'll sign up and just enter into this odyssey.
Just for poppies. Do we have a call, Aaron? Oh, we did. We had a call. All right.
Well, baseball's almost over. We're pretty much getting locked in. We're set to AL East. Is going to get 3 teams in the playoffs.
Which is, that's how the NL Central was last year.
Pretty much eating their way out of it.
Yeah, that's always tough, man. I tell you what, the play-in games and those early wild cards, it's just tough on your pitching. It's not tough on your bats because you want to go with your aces so much in these playoff runs. Those play-in game teams, it is tough because you got to pitch your ace in that. You got to.
Yeah.
You know? And then you come and then, you know.
If you can, don't forget, you played 2 days ago.
Yeah, but you know going into that. Like, you would rather. But, yeah, that's exactly right. Some of those times, you got your ace because you got to win the last game just to get to the play-in game. And then you got to go with either that guy or the next guy down again. And then you start another series. So you literally play, like, 4 super important games in, like, a 6-day period. And 2 or 3 of those days, you might have to go with your ace or your top 2 pitchers. So if you do make it to the next round, I feel like that's what happened to the Cubs last year, is by the time we got to the Mets, we had no arms.
Yeah, what is that?
That's Ari walking around.
It's a door alarm. It's fine.
Oh, I was about to bolt out of this.
You're very prepared for an emergency.
Very, very prepared. I was out the fucking door. I grew up in earthquake territory. And I'm not comfortable with
it. All the time. It'll be off.
Okay. All right. I trust you, Aaron. I trust you. We've been through a lot.
What is that, a door alarm?
Yeah, there's a door right behind us.
I didn't even, like, flinch. You're really on. I grew up here, too.
Oh, I'm really?
I'm not scared of earthquakes.
Oh,
I
terrified of earthquakes.
I was here for the Northridge one, too.
It was horrifying.
I was hoping that was about to be a big earthquake.
You're such a freak. You always want disaster. Ari, can you hear the alarm?
No. What alarm?
There's an alarm going off here, and Steve almost ran out the building.
I'm very scared of it. My dad said when he went to the Army, he was like, they prepared us. If you ever smelled apple blossom, that really sweet smell, they gave us a shot to stick in our leg because that was like a chemical warfare. And so as a kid, I would be like, I think I smell apple blossoms. very weird like that. And then in my day job I work at a law office. If you're having a stroke, they say it smells like burned toast for a second, and someone burnt toast at 3 p.m. in our office. Who cooks toast in office? I was like, oh my fucking God. And I went to this girl next to me and I was like, call 911. I'm having a stroke. And she's like, what? And then I was like, I ran to the kitchen and someone was like, I burnt toast. And I was like, dude, I've gotta get a handle on this.
Oh my God.
So now you have all your olfactory whole system. Yeah. Anytime you smell anything, it's associated with some sort of
terror. Yeah. Burnt toast, and then if you rub your hands together, you can smell like peanut butter. No, yeah, I do. No, apple blossoms, I get scared still, and burnt toast, I do not like since I found that out.
That old one, you rub your hands together. You know which one was? There's two ice cream cone ones that are good. One. Does that smell weird? Like, and then when they smell it, you just smash it.
Yeah.
But the other one is. See how much of this you can get in your mouth when it's like just the whole ice cream part.
And then you smash it.
And then it's just the whole fucking
thing
right down their throat. It's really fun. But those are the games. Those are the fun games a lesbian parents play with a young lad in the Midwest in the 1980s. You got these fucking lemon lickers cranking fucking ice cream cones down my gullet. Guys, I feel like that was a successful podcast.
Yeah, really
here, here.
We talked a little sports. We even got a little baseball in at the end for Aaron.
Yeah.
Ari, any
tried a few times.
Ari, any final words?
Not really. I don't, my God.
What's that?
Oh, I thought you hung up on me.
Yeah, there you go. Good job, Aaron.
Is that what you guys always do to him?
Yeah, we always do to everybody. That was it. That was a good one. Steve, thanks for doing the show. Good luck with the International Bad Boys. I'm sure Sam will be back.
Yeah.
He's always back.
He'll be back.
He quit Facebook for 24 hours one time.
A whole 24 hours.
Recently.
He should quit all social media for a day. Can you imagine him not knowing his notifications and stuff?
I don't know what he would do. That's a good bag of bets.
Oh, Sam without his phone or without the social media.
Well, we've done it without the phone.
Social media.
Didn't he lose that, though?
He lost that one, but then it turned out that I think he was just using his iPad and not using his phone.
That's what I'm saying. He cheats every time. So if he has to get his asshole bleached, he's not doing it. He still hasn't wore the iHeartBlackHawks.
He does have to do that. Yeah. But he'll do the bleaching if he loses it. He'll do it.
Why do you say that? He hasn't
because
done
I don't. Think
I think that he'll do that because he's a weirdo. He's a sexual weirdo, so I think he'll do that.
So he can show people.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll hit up girls on Tinder.
Yeah, he's obsessed with assholes.
I think he'll do it, but he does. You're right. He does still have to wear the I Heart Cock shirt
before we give it away.
Before
too.
We
gave it away.
No, you're right about that. But I'm sure he'll be back. You guys have a very funny podcast. I'd love to do it again anytime soon.
Yeah, I'd love to have both of you guys.
Yep, that'd be great.
Can I just plug it real quick?
Of course, you do whatever you got.
We have a new website for it. It's www.internationalbadboyshour.com, and we sell T-shirts on there. The money goes directly to Sam, so now that he's not on the podcast, I don't know where that's going to be going. But and we also are on SoundCloud, the International Bad Boy Hour. But yeah, listen, we have a new feed. It was on the Naughty feed. Now we have our own feed. And,
will you be proposing live on the air?
Possibly. You know, I'm not. You guys know you're fucking around. Maybe. tune in for the big wedding. Also, my social media is Steven. RANDOLPH2, Stephen Randolph 2 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Stephen Randolph, I'll add anybody, and I'm going to be in Phoenix, I think, in 2 weeks with Brody, so check in for that. And if you're at the Comedy Store, come by and say hi. I work the door, and I'm bored out there a lot of times.
Awesome. Guys, next weekend I'm in La Jolla with Theo Vaughn. Four shows, all four are going to sell out.
Uh-oh.
I promise you. Uh-oh.
Did I do that?
So if anybody, I know a bunch of Punch Truck fans are coming. Which is super cool. And anybody that would like to come see me and your boy Theo Vaughn, come holler at your boy.
And Renee's going to be with you too, Renee Lancaster.
Oh, yeah, that will be fun. I'm torturing that guy.
I love Renee.
He still thinks he has to sleep outside.
That's okay.
I'm like, dude, yeah, you can't sleep on inside because...
Is this a comic?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Door guy. You know him. Renee. Johnny Funny. Manziel. It looks like Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, I love Renee.
And I keep going, yeah, dude, you got to sleep outside, dude. He's like, what do you mean I don't want... But there's three beds. And I go, yeah, but me and Theo need a bed for our hat. He goes, well, what do you mean for your... Well, why can't I just sleep in the living?
He and I trade alien videos all night, and we scare each other. Where he's like, "Hey, I can't sleep, bro." We did a Men in Black video, and he couldn't sleep, and I couldn't sleep either.
He goes, why can't I just sleep on the couch? I go, dude, because if I come out of the bedroom or Theo comes out and you're on the couch, it's just going to be weird.
It's going to dent our hats.
That doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even make sense. But now every time I see him, I'm like, dude, get a cot, bro. Get a cot,
yeah,
bro.
Big Five has sales.
I told him to go to sleepingbags.com. Yeah. I told him they're having a sale.
Promo code
and I got
bags.
Jody. I got yeah. Jody, who I love Jody. Dude.
Jody, you know what he said to Jody?
I told
Jody.
Him about it, and I go, hey, man, go fuck them. So he walks up to Renee, and he goes, hey, I don't know if T. Bertheo told you about the weird thing they have to do with their hats. They always have to have their hat on a bed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I forgot to mention that, but just work it out with them.
That's
and then he
so,
walks away.
I love
and he's
Joey.
Like, is that real? Is it? Maybe yeah, you're fucking with me. Like one of those kind of things. Where yeah, Jody's great.
Where else yet?
I will be November 4th. I will be at the Tiger Room in Fort Wayne, Indiana, recording my album, Return to the Red State. Two shows there. Tickets, I believe, are already on sale because people are tweeting at me that they got them. So I will look into that, and then I will send a link to that, and I'll put a link up on the Punch Drunk website. I will be at the end, 2 days after Halloween, I will be testing parachutes in Flagstaff, Arizona. So if you want to see me jump out of a plane with my fingers crossed, you might want to come see that. Please bring a trampoline. If you have a big enough trampoline, just in case these don't work, please bring that. I would really appreciate it. I will be protesting the national anthem at Buffalo Wild Wings on Thursday night, watching the football game. And I know Sam has his Vegas residency. That's great. I'm happy for him. But I just got a residency. I've enlisted in the Army. So hopefully they'll let me do sets. All for the next 2 years, I'll be doing sets for the United States military.
Thank you for your service.
While I am wearing my gear. You got it.
You got it.
All right, guys. Consider it sucked. And as always, cavemancoffee.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. BetDataSide.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK. DollarShaveClub.com/punch. And that will get you your first month free. Welcome to the All Things
One
Comedy
thing.
Family.
Go yes. see Brendan Schaub at the Comedy Store tonight.
Oh, yes, Aaron has a show.
Can we make sure that is cut out? That is cut out. Strike that from the... strike that, and you are now...
banned! You're banned from our show. Banned!
I'm banned from your show. You're banned from his show. I'm not going to ban you from this show yet, but you got one strike.
Yeah.
Suck it, everybody.